High school football is live and on the air on Jackson Tip Music, K105.3. High school football on K105.3 is brought to you by title sponsor, True Community Credit Union. Other supporting sponsors include Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, College and Career Access Center, Fuller's ChemDry, Michigan Center Schools, Clothing Carousel, Elro Plastics, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenberger, Blue Ox Credit Union, Kelly Express Marts, Wilby Transit Mix, Summit Orthodontics, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive Northwest, and Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Now, let's send it out to the press box for the call of tonight's game with award-winning broadcast team, Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes actually on the air today. No awards, I don't think, actually, but we're glad to be here at Ford Field because this is now back-to-back years that the Lima Christi Titans have come to Ford Field for a Division 7 state championship contest, and we got to go. So thank you, Herb Brogan and Lima Christi, for giving us a chance to come and broadcast the game here. It doesn't happen all the time, so we feel a little spoiled right now.
Steve, you say no awards, but little did you know on Friday I printed up an award for you. Best Partner Award for the holiday season. It's time for love.
Well, you know, it's this is a Lima Christi football team, Brian, that we saw, I think, that first game against Michigan Center this season, and we kind of eyeballed them and said, you know, they won the Division 7 state championship a year ago. They're star quarterback Joel Adler's graduated, went on to play college football, and somehow they might have gotten better.
There's just no weaknesses, Steve, and we talked about that in game one. Is they're big, their line's good, good quarterback, great skill position, Gabe King to handle any ball that might be near the area. And, yeah, we said barring any kind of injuries, this team was destined for Ford Field, and here we are.
And, yeah, they lived up to it for sure. And it looked like they're playing, as of a week ago, some of their best football of the year, dominating performance against their semifinal foe, Millington. We had a running clock for a portion of that game. Millington kind of scored in, I'll call it, mop-up time and made it 35-7. But for a while, it looked like Lima Christi could have even grown that lead, and they went to the bench and kind of got some minutes for some other players. So not often that you see a team get to that point in the season and then dominate the competition. This is a Lima Christi team that's playing well and healthy. According to some of the coaches we bumped into, you asked if everyone was healthy, and they said, yep, not even a hesitation.
Yeah, no.
Everybody's good, I think the quote.
The few nicks and things that just come along with this time of season, but boy, if you have a full stable of horses, as Lumen does, it's time for the races.
I know, and we had kind of noted that with all the numbers out on the field, Millington had a good amount of guys on the roster, but Lumen looked like they brought the whole town of Jackson up here and put a gold helmet on them. We know there's some JV call-ups, but it all kind of contributes to the overall feel that Lumen Christi just gives you that kind of intimidation. They're defending champs, and look at the numbers. How can we hope to go out and contest with them? Well, Menominee does have some weapons in their tool belt, too, and we'll start with Terkoff, their fine quarterback and runner. So he's passed for over 1,600 yards and 21 touchdowns on the season so far, and he ran for almost another 1,000. I bet by the end of the first quarter this one, he's going to be at that 1,000-yard mark.
Yeah, yeah. And you look at their stats, Steve, and three runners that average at least 7.5 yards a carry, which when you are averaging that, that's pretty impressive. But the question is, how many defensive lines and linebacking crew have they gone against? It's like the Lumen Christi one.
Yeah, and I think that ends up always being what this year has made the difference, and we've even made the player of the game multiple times, somebody on that interior line for the Titans. They are big and physical and athletic, and that's been a tough matchup for everybody all year long against them.
Yeah, when they talk about playoff football being won in the trenches, boy, you look at the programs and just eyeballing Lumen Christi, big advantage size-wise today.
No doubt about it. Well, Menominee comes in with two losses on the year to Negaunee was one of them. And why do I have the other one here? Kingsford, 41-32. So other than that, they've been unscathed. And since they got into the postseason, pretty dominant, actually. Benzie Central was a 50-14 win. Then they went played Charlevoix, 50-14 again. And then against McBain in the regional, 40-0. They pitched a shutout in the regional. And then a 32-21 win last week against, who was it? Muskegon? I know I have it up here.
You're on your own on that one. I'm sorry, Steve.
Oh, that's fine. now it's, oh, there we go. North Muskegon, yeah.
North.
So that was 32-21 in the final there for Menominee to get the win. Well, we're here at Ford Field up on the seventh floor. Great seat, Brian, right on the 50, looking down over this massive field. And Menominee has brought a pretty good crowd for a seven-hour drive to get down here. I bet they were taking up some hotel space overnight.
Yeah, just put that in perspective. It takes about the same time to drive from here to Nashville as it does to Menominee. So
up
this
there
is
in
a
the,
true road game for them.
They're in the Upper Peninsula, just shy of the Wisconsin border. And they actually play, they travel in and out of Wisconsin a little bit, too, and played Marinette this year. Beat them 26-0. So it's a good Menominee record. And we'll talk a little bit more about why Menominee seems like a tough matchup, too, when we come back. 3-minute commercial break here on K105.3 Division 7 State Championship Football with Brian Haynes and Steve Boyle. Kickoff coming up.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm and compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 to schedule your appointment today.
Jackson Monument Works. Four generations serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and the surrounding area. Jackson Monument Works takes the time to plan every detail with you, from choosing the perfect type of stone to design and every aspect of the memorial that your family deserves. Jackson Monument Works, crafting beautifully tailored monuments that help reflect the life of your loved one, built on the principles of quality, craftsmanship, and customer service. Jackson Monument Works. Call 782-3116 or stop by the showroom at 2830 Francis Street, Jackson.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Act now to protect your parking lot or driveway from the harsh conditions that Michigan winters can bring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to schedule your estimate and protect your driveway or parking lot with Wolverine Seal Coating so that you are not filling in potholes next spring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. That's WolverineSealCoating.com.
Did you know Dr. B is a Platinum Invisalign provider? That makes her the highest ranked provider in the area. She's also a graduate of the Aligner Intensive Fellowship, a prestigious Invisalign training program. So don't trust your Invisalign treatment to any dentist. Let the number one orthodontist in Jackson perfect your smile. And if that isn't reason enough to smile, check them out on TikTok and Facebook at Summit Ortho Braces.
Hi, I'm Brian from the College and Career Access Center in Jackson. With over 170 colleges in Michigan and thousands in the United States, choosing a college, applying, getting accepted, registering for classes, signing up for orientation, and finding housing can be daunting. The College and Career Access Center in Jackson is here to help. We help you through both the college enrollment and financial processes, completing the FAFSA, applying for scholarships, navigating loans, and even finding a job on campus. Visit us today in the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing across from H&R Block, open 6 days a week.
High School Football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3, state championship football frenzy. I think we were on K105.3 last year when we came up here, Brian.
We were looming undefeated when we're on K105.3.
Yeah, when it comes to state finals. So we, Menominee plays a single wing offense, Brian, and a little bit of help from Tom Ratchford to kind of. We haven't seen it. And he said, you know, not a lot of teams play the single wing. So he said, you know, there's a lot to think about. And said it's power football with plenty of deception. The center is very important because he snaps it to either the quarterback or running back. Very difficult for the defensive kids to find the ball. We have a better view from up here. Maybe we can see those fakes and who actually gets the football. A lot of fakes. And always relentless blocking up front. It is possible that the offensive line will be unbalanced. The backs don't have the ball, including the quarterback. That don't have the ball, including the quarterback, also throw in there and block. So it's, you know, it's just a lot of helmets on. Menominee's trying to put a hat on everybody and push their fine to take 3-4 yards at a chunk. And as long as they keep moving forward, it's hard to get the football away from them.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about ways that Menominee can stay in this game, because on paper, Lumen is definitely a fairly heavy favorite, especially for a state championship game. But deception sometimes can, you know, get those big fellas on the Lumen defensive line off, you know, just off their game a little bit. So I think Menominee is going to have that. Another thing, Steve, the starting time. How many 9:30 football games does anybody play? I know when my kids used to play AAU basketball, we always liked playing a good team early in the morning, hoping to maybe catch them before they're awake. So, you know, we're looking for any reason that Menominee could stay in this game. There's a couple right there.
2007, these two teams met in the Division V state championship. Menominee won that day 21-7. They don't pass a ton, although you've got 163 attempts through the year for Terikoff, which is, you know, right up there with Timmy Crowley, who, again, Lumen doesn't pass a lot either, so but they're very capable of it. Both these guys complete a pretty good percentage of their passes, and I think you got to keep an eye out for that. And then that's that additional wrinkle that you add in there where you go, all right, you start stacking it up in the box, and you finally think you figured out what they're going to do with this run game. And then they try to burn you on with the passing game with a quarterback who's got a good arm. And they've got a couple guys who may move on and play basketball at the next level, we hear from a colleague from Menominee. So, but I will sneak in here. I don't know that he believes that Menominee is going to go out there and dominate. So we it could be close. Or we could have Lumen Christie pull away. I think they're going to be a heavy favorite out there as we start this one. And they'll look, obviously they have the desire to go back-to-back. And we'll see if they can pull it off here just a few minutes away from kicking it off here at Ford Field.
Tip-off is coming next week.
Tip-off will come very soon as we get ready for the basketball season. But thanks to Lumen Christie, they've extended our football season for the last couple years in a row. And we will be ready to go in about, looks like about 5.5 minutes away from kickoff here. The teams have not come out of the tunnel yet to get this one started, so we'll look forward to seeing that happen. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute commercial break here on K105.3. When we come back, we'll get ready for kickoff. It's the Division 7 State Football Finals, Lumen Christie Titans and Menominee Maroons on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com. We'll be right back.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136. Apply for open positions online at lomar.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. I'm excited to announce that we have acquired Good Earth Real Estate. Phil Morgan and his amazing team of agents have been Jackson's premier commercial brokerage for many years. As the number one residential and number one commercial brokerage in Jackson, you only need to contact ERA Reardon for all of your real estate needs. You can call any of our more than 70 amazing agents with hundreds of years of combined experience to make all of your real estate dreams a reality. We continue to serve the Jackson community honestly and ethically, just as my parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, did when they started the company over 36 years ago. Stop into one of our four Jackson locations on West Avenue next to Dunkin' Donuts, Brooklyn in the Fountain Plaza, downtown Grass Lake, Horton Road in Summit Township connected to Bigby Coffee, and coming soon, ERA Reardon Commercial, downtown Jackson on Michigan Avenue. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Pete Boyle, Brian Haynes from Ford Field, just about to get the Titans introduced. Well, they introduced the lineups here earlier, but the Titans team about to come out of the tunnel and run through the lineup of the cheerleaders there, supported by the Titans marching band down on the sideline. We still got the, of course, Detroit Lions logos here in the end zones at Ford Field and a big Spartan helmet there in the middle from that Friday night tilt with Penn State. We won't talk about the results. And there on the end line, it's the John Madden Thanksgiving. So it's a smorgasbord of Michigan represented here. And, of course, a crowd full of Titans, green and gold. And across the way, the maroon shirts from the Maroons, although essentially all white uniforms for Menominee from up here with maroon numbers. And we were talking about this game time kicking off here in a couple of minutes, Brian, and it's an hour, they're central time in Menominee, so it's an hour earlier even for them. So a little morning football. It's unusual for us, to be honest. Even when we have a Saturday tilt, it's 1 o'clock. So
if they didn't stay at a hotel here last night, they had to get even. They left at midnight last night.
They left on Thanksgiving. They didn't even know who won the Michigan game until they got here.
Who did win that?
Go Blue.
Let's go.
Not Ryan Day's squad. We're again, just moments away from kickoff. Let's shout out a couple of sponsors on the game today. The Dental Experience, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our touchdown sponsor. Let's hope we get to mention their name a lot during this game. ERA Reardon Realty, Jackson Monument Works, and Tim Chapel, DDS. Thanks to those guys for getting added on. And of course, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center is our playoff presenting sponsor all postseason long. And we're going to get ready for the anthem here in just a couple of minutes. Again, Menominee, Lumen Christi. It's the Division 7 Football State Championships. Already champions yesterday, four games on the schedule. And we had Muskegon defeat Warren De La Salle Collegiate in Division 2. In Division 4, Harper Woods beat Grand Rapids South Christian. And Kingsley beat Almont in Division 6. And then the Division 8 final, Ubley, 21-6 win over Ottawa Lake Whiteford.
And, hey, how about kind of you and I's favorite a little bit out-of-town team, mm-hmm. Mason Bulldogs, playing right after this one.
Yeah, Mason with their first trip here. The rest of the schedule today, Mason and Forest Hill Central. The Division 5 game is Corunna and Grand Rapids Catholic Central. And then in the nightcap tonight, Division 1, Belleville and Southfield A&T playing here. So let's go ahead and take another two-minute commercial break. Kickoff coming up. Division 7 State Football Finals here on K105.3.
Jackson Monument Works. 4 generations serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and the surrounding area. Jackson Monument Works takes the time to plan every detail with you, from choosing the perfect type of stone to design and every aspect of the memorial that your family deserves. Jackson Monument Works, crafting beautifully tailored monuments that help reflect the life of your loved one. Built on the principles of quality, craftsmanship, and customer service. Jackson Monument Works. Call 782-3116 or stop by the showroom at 2830 Francis Street, Jackson.
Is your bank account feeling the strain of the holiday shopping? Clothing Carousel can help ease the pain. At Clothing Carousel, you'll find high-quality, name-brand consignments from the labels you trust at unbelievably low prices. The Clothing Carousel also has great home decor, Andrew's Rustic Aroma candles, and gift certificates available for your holiday gift-giving. The Clothing Carousel would like to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
I got my wisdom teeth done at the dental experience. Dr. Anish Gupta, the service at the dental experience was great. Staff was top-notch, facility was top-notch, as well as the equipment. They made sure I was comfortable, made sure I was okay before I got the procedure done. Not only did the procedure impress me, it was the fact that they gave me a checkup call to make sure everything was okay and if I needed any further assistance. Most offices haven't gave me a call after I've got procedures done or appointments for that matter. So the fact that they gave me a call and made sure I was okay was the cherry on top.
The dental experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Act now and protect your parking lot or driveway from the harsh conditions that Michigan winters can bring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to schedule your estimate and protect your driveway or parking lot with Wolverine Seal Coating so that you are not filling in potholes next spring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. That's WolverineSealCoating.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, our second consecutive year making a trip to Ford Field. Thanksgiving weekend, and the Titans taking on Menominee. The Maroons will return the kick here, get things started. And back to return for Menominee, Landon Bardowski and Caden Bell. Or excuse me, Landon Bardowski and Isaiah Odom, the deep backs.
Steve Bardowski is a name you're going to be saying quite often as he rushed for over 1,300 yards. He's just one of the three main guys, but he's the number one man.
Seltzer's got her teed up on the 40. We're just a second away here from seeing if the Titans can repeat as Division 7 state champions.
Enjoy your breakfast along with some Titan football. If you couldn't make it over to Detroit.
A double cheeseburger like we had. Low line kick off the return guy's hands into the end zone, and we got a touchback to start here for Menominee. Quite a missile there fired off the toe of Salazar, sending that into the end zone.
It's got to be fun kicking inside, yeah, for a high school guy.
You know, I considered that. I wonder how the... I mean, I'd love to go up to Menominee and take in a game sometime, but I'd like to do it in early fall rather than late fall. I know they must spend a little bit of time out there in the harsh conditions. You come in here in the temperature-controlled Ford Field, I wonder how that affects the way they play.
Well, you know they have to be tough to be out there playing half their games in zero-degree weather. That might be an exaggeration.
Single wing here. Snap goes to the left, getting to the outside. Going to get about 3 yards on the carry there for Menominee. Trevor Terkoff with the first run. And, yeah, they give him just 2. Second down and 8 from the 22-yard line for Menominee.
And Steve, that is our first taste of that single wing where you can see where the center could snap it to anybody.
Yep. Strong side to the right, and it's a handoff. And Lumen breaking up at the line and stopping him for a slight loss, I think, actually. We're going to come up to third down in about 9 yards for Menominee this first possession here.
And that was Landon Bardowski. guy that Titan D will be keying on. And as we've seen all season, this is the down and distance you don't want to be when you're facing that Lumen D.
Titans, particularly those two ends, Pastoriza and Smith, spend a lot of time in the other team's backfield on these kind of plays. It's a shotgun, but back there with the back and looking to throw is Terikoff. Gets some space to the left. Fires on. Lasers going to be knocked down. Well covered over there by the Titans. And we've got London Hampton on the deflection. Third down, fourth down and nine. And we'll see if I got to imagine the punt unit's out.
Yeah, when we talk about London Hampton, freshman, although at this point in the season, we'll call him sophomore.
Gabe King back to return. He's at the 39 over on the Titans side of the field. It's a line kick, but it gets out to about the 41. Mishandled by Gabe King and picked up by Menominee. Coming in, sliding in to recover that one was Tyler Smith. And it is Menominee football at the Titans 43.
And Steve, as you see it up on the big board, the replay, King looked like he started looking up to where he was going to run before he made that catch. And the always sure-handed Gabe King
just kind of slipped through his fingertips.
You know, we were talking about ways Menominee can be in this game, and that's the one thing about football. If you win a turnover battle, you know, 3 or 4 to nothing, the lesser team can pull in.
We saw that illustrated on Thanksgiving Day right here at Ford Field for our Detroit Lions. First and 10 for Menominee. Play action. Pass incomplete. Intended for Tanner Terikoff.
Yeah, the Terikoff brother combination. Tanner, the sophomore.
Just underway here. We're scoreless so far, but Menominee trying to capitalize on a special teams error by Gabe King. 43-yard line in Titan territory. Single wing set up. And this one goes down through the middle, picks through the Titans. He's going to get first down distance to the 29. And again, direct snap goes to the ball carrier on that one. And it's
Landon Bardowski.
It was Landon Bardowski, okay.
Yeah, definitely a case there where quarterback, running back, all back there. That time snap right to the running back, Bardowski.
Yeah, right to him, and he just kind of picked through, tiptoed through that Titan defensive line. First and 10 from the 29. And then we get a run to the outside, and look at that block by the quarterback out there running ahead and putting a shoulder pad on somebody. They're going to get 8 yards on first down to the 21. Second and 2 for Menominee. A little outside run there.
You know, when you have not seen an offense like this, it does take sometimes a series or two to kind of get used to what you're going to do. So big for Menominee to get the field position they did off that fumbled punt.
They're knocking on the red zone here. And movement on the Maroons offensive line. False start there. And so second and 2 goes to second down and 7, and those are penalties that will really kill some momentum here for Menominee, certainly on that play, as they had a couple back-to-back plays where they had nice gains. You don't need to help out this Titan defensive line. They do pretty well on their own.
Yeah, you really want to stay on schedule when you're Menominee.
Second down, 7 to gain for the Maroons. Play action, rolling out the pass. Plenty of time. Terikoff now pulls it down to run. Middle of the field was open. He gets the first down and inside the 15. Terikoff had plenty of time back there to decide if he wanted to throw. Good coverage, but the middle of the field opened up and he tucked it and ran. And, of course, That'll put him over the 1,000-yard mark on the year, so he's a capable runner. Just got away from Luke Smith. Finds himself down inside the 15, 14-yard line, first and 10 for Menominee. As we've got 9:16 to play first quarter. Still scoreless, and the Titans offense has not run a play yet. And they sweep it out to the left. Maybe a yard. Nothing more. Second and 9 from the 13-yard line. That line to gain inside the 5 for Menominee if they want to get more downs.
Yeah, that was Caden Bell Jr. with the run who averages 10 yards a carry, so 9 short of his normal.
8:41 of the clock running. Everybody down, and it goes to Bardowski, looking at working his way to the right. Now cuts it back. Finds a seam in the middle. Inside the 10, down to the 5, and got the first down at the 3-yard line. And it looked like Bardowski was going to get strung out and just tackled. And then he kind of cut back and patiently found a little space that he was able to just kind of slash through. Yeah, missed tackle there. And
yeah. Generally, you don't see the Lumen guys with missed tackles or anything that's strung out. There's always a host of Titans there. Bardowski just with a good individual effort.
First and goal from the 3 for the Menominee Maroons. After 3 and out on their first possession, they get it back. There goes Terkoff. QB run. Maybe a yard. Just shy of the 2-yard line. Second and goal from there.
So far, Steve, Menominee, most runs just kicking things outside, getting away from that big interior of the Lumen defense. Something we don't see very often.
Second down and goal. 3 to gain. And Bardowski takes it in. Direct snap into the end zone. Touchdown, Maroons. And the special teams error set the Maroons up with good field position. They capitalize 6-0 Menominee. With the extra point coming up here. 7:25 to play.
Well, when we say
when he gets it into the end zone, yeah.
We say you don't play the game on paper. Whatever paper said Lumen be a heavy favorite, I'm ready to rip that up and throw it away after watching that first Menominee drive.
Yeah, say, and even after that first 3 and out, it looked like Lumen Christie was going to have them handcuffed, and they came in, play action for the 2-point try. Under pressure, Terkoff throws it away, but it's caught. Jump ball in there, and really he was jumping it up against his own players. I mean, 2 guys there from Menominee, and they make it 8-0, and I feel a little shocked. Out of the gate here, let's take a 60-second commercial break. Titans will get their first offensive possession when we come back on K105.3.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looked at as just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. We examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are afraid to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 8-0. Menominee takes the lead. Muffed punt and recovery. Menominee is able to take it into the end zone and strike first here early in the Division 7 state championship.
We'll see if Cadell Williams and crew can lead a little Lumen sustained drive. Although when Cadell touches it, you never know if their drives are going to be sustained or just going to be broke for 60-yard touchdown runs.
He's back deep to return with Gabe King. Five carries on that drive for Landon Bardowski, averaging 6.6 per carry, and, of course, the touchdown there. For Menominee, let's see what happens here. Teed up. Set to kick it here. Clayton Miller. It's a low liner. And it's fielded by King at the 14. Takes off, slips through two guys down at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the Titans there. Well, the Titans will huddle it up here. And we'll get our first look at the Titan offense for the day. Ford Field, we got 7:09 to play. 8-0 Menominee if you're just joining us.
Steve, we always talk about the line and Pastorese and Luke Smith, but I also want to mention Drew Sweeney, the center, because somebody we don't talk a lot about, but, you know, for high school center, how often do you see bad snaps or anything from Drew Sweeney? Hardly ever, if ever. Kind of an unsung guy on that line.
But he does his job well. Saunders in motion, flip it out to Cadell Williams out to the right side. Pitch out and brought down. He'll get one on the play. To the 31, second and 9 for Lumen Christie.
And that's Trevor Tarakoff with the tackle.
He's back there playing that kind of a center field safety spot. Able to come up and make tackle on that one. See what the Titans dial up here on second and 9. Crowley under center, a little offset eye. King in motion across the formation to the left. Now he flips back around. They go to Williams off tackle to the left. And brought down at the 34. And it'll be third down at about 6.
So both those first two plays defensively, Menominee really loading up the box there. Even Tarakoff, as you mentioned, safety, was up there where linebackers would normally be, kind of daring Lumen to throw the ball, which I think that's what you have to do against Lumen. You have to take away what they want to do, which is definitely run. Mm-hmm. Not that Crowley is not more than capable.
Cadell Williams off the field here for the third down play. Saunders in motion on the right side, rolling out to that direction to pass as Crowley gets it out to King, and it's in his hands. It looks like it went off his knee. Incomplete pass, and it'll be tight and fourth down. 6 to go, and the punt unit comes out.
Yeah, there's Trevor Tarakoff in the coverage. And that did look like that hit King in the hands again.
Salazar ready to punt. Back to return for Menominee. Looks like Landon Bartowski. Low snap. Salazar gets it up, but the punt doesn't do much. Looks like it's going to go out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. It's a good field position to start here for Menominee after the three and out for the Titans on their first offensive possession. But that's what happened for Menominee, too. And then when they got the football back, they were able to put something together. We'll see what the Titans do. For now, it's up to their defense to slow down this single wing attack for the Maroons.
Now, they usually are pretty good at making adjustments after seeing something for a couple of drives. But this is such an odd offense that it might take more than just a drive or two to kind of get the feel for what you want to do.
And the center heads up to the line first, Tyler Smith. Important position in this single wing. There's the snap. Tarakoff looking to throw on first down. He's got a man on the right side of the field. Caught, 40. Pushed out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Big gain on first down. Tarkoff tossing it out and caught. And we got, is that Comp on the catch?
Eli Beal. Yeah,
there we
Beal
go.
Beal caught the extra two with the jump ball.
Hot start for him, and another first down for the Maroons in Titan territory. Play action, Tarkoff under pressure, gets a throwaway to the sideline, and they're going to say he caught it. Got both feet down, inbounds to the 31, so about a five-yard gain, but he threw it a long way to get it over to that sideline, and he had a guy running in his face. Tarkoff showing a pretty good arm out there.
Yeah, that was about a 30-yard pass for a five-yard gain. As Tarkoff went way to the right sideline and threw it clear across the field.
Yeah, so didn't expect a ton of passing from Menominee so far, but they come out and throw twice on this possession. Good game plan so far against the Titans offensively. This time a direct snap to Bardowski, and he's going to get hit and brought down for a short gain. And it looks like I had on the hit down there for the Titans was grab that was TBD.
I'm just impressed you could kind of even get a number. We're up pretty high.
Antoine Baker, it looks like, was the guy making the hit. He's in the middle now there. Bardowski gets the pitch out to the left and pushing his blockers ahead of him. The Titans had him wrapped up, though, and they get him out of bounds to the sideline, short of the line to gain. Fourth down coming up for Menominee from the 29-yard line.
Luke Smith did a good job there, kind of shrugging off that Menominee blocker. Shad Neiman still making the tackle and being the first one, at least.
Yeah, about three to gain here for Menominee on fourth down.
We're going to see a few of these today, I think, Steve, from both offenses.
Yeah.
Fourth and shorts.
Single wing, but we got that extra back in there, kind of a fullback spot. Maybe a little hard count action here for Menominee. Titans staying put, though, and we do get a flag coming in the back. Delay a game. So maybe you go out, you try to hard count, you take the delay game, and you punt down deep here.
Yeah, but boy, from the 34-yard line, unless you get lucky and really get them inside the five, you almost think they might be going for it again.
Timeout on the field. Nope. I don't think so. They were just huddled up. That was weird.
They did give him a timeout now.
Yeah. So let's take a 30-second commercial break on the broadcast. Timeout Menominee leading 8-0 here with 3:20 to play first quarter on K105.3.
Jackson Monument Works. Four generations serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and the surrounding area. Jackson Monument Works takes the time to plan every detail with you, from choosing the perfect type of stone to design and every aspect of the memorial that your family deserves. Jackson Monument Works, crafting beautifully tailored monuments that help reflect the life of your loved one, built on the principles of quality, craftsmanship, and customer service. Jackson Monument Works. Call 782-3116 or stop by the showroom at 2830 Francis Street, Jackson.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Fourth down, 8 yards to gain here for Menominee from the Lumen Christi 34-yard line after a delay of game penalty. Maybe that wasn't on purpose, Brian. They just weren't watching the shot clock.
And I would think they would have called the timeout there as the clock was expiring, because it's a big difference going, you know, fourth and three to fourth and eight.
3:20 on the clock here in the first quarter. 8-0 Menominee with the ball. Big fourth down play here. Tarkoff back to throw, rolling out to his right. Gets it out, open at the 20. Caught, breaks a tackle. He's going to the end zone. Touchdown, Maroons. Eli Beal with another catch, this time for the score. It's 14-0 Maroons. Missed tackle there by Hampton.
Yeah, that was going to be a first down regardless, but that first down turned into a touchdown. As you said, Hampton trying to bring Beal down. You know, that's the second time they've put Beal over there as the lone receiver on the right side as they bunched him up over on the left. Guess they feel like that's a matchup they could win.
He just got kind of in between the cornerback and the safety, and Terkoff didn't miss him. Great throw there by the Maroon quarterback. And a catch and run by Beal. Shedding the tackle. Take it to the end zone. Two-point try here for Menominee again. Terkoff calling motion. He's rolling out to his right, looking to throw it out. Looks back to the left. Got a man one-on-one. And just beyond his outstretched hands, diving. Catch attempt, no good. And that'll set us up at a 14-0 Menominee lead here. Titan football when we come back. 60-second commercial break at K105.3.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136. Apply for open positions online at lomar.com.
This holiday season, unwrap the gift of financial growth with a share certificate. Whether you're planning a winter escape, home improvements, or saving for the future, you can earn up to 5.00% APY with a 6 or 12-month share certificate from True Community Credit Union. And for those looking to spread extra holiday joy, a share certificate is a gift that will keep on giving. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Well, a 14-0 start for Menominee here at Ford Field. Titans find themselves down two scores and really just not much going on their first possession. Crowley 0-for-1 throwing and two carries for Cadell Williams for a total of 4 yards. We'll see what the Titans have. Second chance here. I think Gabe King would love to get a big return here for Lumen, set him up with some good field position. He's back to return with Cadell Williams this kickoff.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the 9:30 start or the tryptophan effect of the turkey, but right now, the Lumen team looking still sleepy.
And Menominee certainly with momentum. That'll wake you up pretty quick. A couple score lead in the Division 7 state championship against the defending champs. Lumen's going to have to do it in come-from-behind style if they're going to defend that title, and it starts here with their second possession of the game. Menominee kicker, Clayton Miller, sizing it up from the 40. Gabe King, Cadell Williams standing back there around the 10-yard line. Slow approach. Kick is a low liner. They go toward King. Williams steps in front, though. Gets at the 15. Out to the races, 30. Steps inside of a defender to the 35. First and 10 there for Lumen. As Cadell Williams is upended. Decent field position here for the Titans to start. We'll see what the offense can find against this stout Menominee defense.
Yeah, with 3 minutes still to go in the first quarter, although down 14-0, which is unfamiliar territory for Lumen. It's not time to press any panic buttons. I'm sure you come out there and keep to your game plan.
Yeah, Menominee, good defense all year. Only give up 6 points in their first 5 contests this year. And have only given up 28 points. Only given up 28 points through the first 3 games of the postseason. Cadell Williams takes the handoff. Gets slowed and then hit hard. Brought down after short gain. Give him 3 yards to the 38-yard line. Second down for the Titans, and about 6 yards to go.
Yeah, that was Isaiah Odom holding him up, and then Trevor Terkoff came in and laid some lumber.
Yeah, Terkoff has been impressive on both sides of the football so far. With 2:35 to play in the first quarter, his Maroons lead a 14-0. Crowley under center for the Titans. Cadell Williams goes in motion, pitch out to him. He's got some room. on his feet, gets past the 50, well blocked by the Titans into Menominee territory for the first time today for Lumen. First and 10 from the 48-yard line on the good side of the 50 there.
And boy, if it wasn't for Aaron Brunell for Menominee, I think Williams would be doing his end zone dance if he has one.
Still a great gain for Cadell Williams. 48-yard line for Lumen Christie. Crowley hands to Williams again to the right side. Tripped up a little bit, still able to drag himself to the 44-yard line. Second down for the Titans and about six.
And even though some of those inside handoffs hadn't worked much until that run, I think if you're Lumen, you got to keep doing that. You have that size advantage. You want to just wear out that Menominee line.
Yeah, those runs start going for bigger gains as the day goes along for the Titans. Second down. It's Crowley under center. King in the backfield offset there a little bit. And Cadell Williams split out wide to the left. They pitch it to King. He's got a little room before he runs into anybody. He's going to get first down distance and move the chains at the 37-yard line for Lumen Christie. Nice handoff to Gabe King. He had 31 carries over the regular season, 235 yards, all up to this point. 31 carries, 235, and three touchdowns for Gabe King on the ground. Not to mention he's the leading receiver for the Titans as well.
And I bet you 20 of those 30 came kind of late in the year as Williams had kind of been nursing that ankle. King did a little more of the ball handling duties.
Pitch out to Cadell Williams to the left side. And builds up a little bit of speed. Couple of Menominee tacklers combining to bring him down for about a 4-yard gain. And you like seeing that for Lumen on this drive. Those first down carries going for about 4 yards, getting them into that second and six. They got a lot more plays they can open up there. And like you said, Brian, even on this drive, it looks like the Titan offensive line is starting to get their rhythm. Start to get some helmets on these Menominee defenders. And you're looking at a good couple yards before Cadell Williams is touched. It looks like the end of the first quarter has arrived. 14-0 Menominee, but the Titans are driving. 60-second commercial break. The possession continues when we come back on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the break here between quarters, and we got a field goal attempt down here. We missed it. There must be some kind of a prize attached, but I didn't catch what it was. And it won't matter anyway. Because it wasn't close.
Unless the contest was just, can you kick it 10 yards?
It was a Joe Cassidy look-alike contest. That very famous promotional field goal attempt by our own Joe Cassidy that ended in a long-lasting, often-revisited meme on the internet now. See, they dust that off once a year on some social media. Joe will live in infamy for that one. 14-0, Menominee leading this one. Lumen Christie, and just their second possession has really shown some better ball movement here. They're definitely blocking better, and Cadell Williams has been able to take advantage. Although I feel like he doesn't look as quick as he usually does to me. From maybe it's the distance away that we are, but I hope he's 100% down there. We know he had a nagging kind of knee injury this season. But out there getting the job done, he's now got 29 yards on six carries. So that average jumping up to almost 5 yards a carry for Williams and continuing to move the football down the field. And I like when they mix in Gabe King out of the backfield. He does some kind, you know, maybe a little shovel pass, bubble screens to him, and take advantage of Menominee when they try to pack the box against you.
And Steve, it's not an excuse for Lumen Christie, because both teams are playing. But I'm telling you, the 9:30 starting time, you know, your body clock is telling you whether you'd be just getting out of bed or whatever, and you're expected to go out there and play a state title game.
Yeah.
And that can make for odd things.
Rayburg, the fullback. Cadell Williams offset as the deep back. Flipping around to King. Now he's going to throw. He's got him in wide open to Saunders. Overthrown. The play called and executed to perfection until that last moment when you knew Saunders wasn't going to catch up to it. Gabe King, besides having great hands, got a good arm too. Overthrown, and that would have been a touchdown if it was a yard less far.
Yeah, boy, Saunders is out there all alone. But sometimes those are the hard ones to throw.
Really had him open. Third down and about six here for the Titans. But like I said, you get that 4 or 5 yards on first down, you can afford to use a second down play on some kind of a gadget. And it might not matter. Cadell Williams still on his feet. Breaks the tackle. 35, 25, down to the 22. Cadell Williams. Outstanding personal effort on that one. And he's going to get the chains moved for the Titans down to the 22-yard line. First and 10, Lumen. Cadell Williams starting to heat up.
I'd say that run he looked more Cadell Williams-ish.
Yep. Love when he throws that spin move in at the end of the run.
I was watching the Bye Bye Barry show on Prime, and boy, Barry had a lot of spins like that right here in Detroit as well.
He was kind of the first guy I remember doing it with regularity. Now it's everybody doing it. Good feed to Rayburg up the middle. Just a quick handoff dive inside the 20-yard line down to the 17. And it'll be second down for the Titans, but a good gain on first down again.
You know, Rayburg.
And five to go.
Rayburg, who has 400 yards and 12 touchdowns this season, too. I kind of expected to see a heavier dose of him, just, again, being a bigger back in this big versus small line. Thought Rayburg might have a game. He still might. But that's the first time we called him.
Strong side to the left. Now they shift. Strong side right, and they shift. So they're big on the left. Saunders out to lead the way for Cadell Williams. Gets a block in there inside the 10. Down to the 5. Still on his feet. Down to the 2. Maybe even inside the 2. The 1-yard line. Cadell Williams. And that's a first and goal for Lumen Christie. Cadell Williams breaking tackles. Tough run, especially there at the end of the play.
Charlie Saunders out there leading the way with a good block. Luke Smith kind of setting that edge.
I like that part of that play. Cadell Williams just kind of used that arm, and it wasn't really a stiff arm so much as it just shove. Get out of the way, and on first and goal, Cadell Williams wasting no plays into the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen. Lumen Christie touchdown today, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Boy, I bet if you're listening to us back in Jackson, I bet you're using your furnace a little bit today. Chilly start to this morning. But here we are in temperature-controlled Ford Field. And the Titans just got on the scoreboard, cut this lead down to 8, likely 7 after the sure-footed Andrew Salazar gets done putting the boots to this one. It's up and it's through. 7-14, Titans trail by just one score, 9:51 to play first half. 60-second commercial break. Titans will kick it off when we come back on K105.3.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heating system to quit on you. At Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Demana dealer, their team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, they will get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a free service call with complete repair. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Demana dealer. Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated, licensed in the respected state or county.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, playoff coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Trips Ceramic Pro. Find out how you can get your automobile's paint looking better than new with the Ceramic Pro. And a thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain, always our first half sponsor. And they were the regular season presenting sponsor. Thanks to Mark Konopacki and the team, who once again get to see the Titans go to a state championship. Trailing early in this one, but an exceptional drive by Lumen Christie there, and we really started to see them break for big gains at times on that drive. And it always felt like Cadell Williams was just ready to kind of take this over, and he certainly seemed to do that, especially at the end of that drive.
Yeah, Steve, I was looking at some stats for Menominee, and their first quarter, they really outscored their opponents. It was their best quarter by far, and proved to be true here as a 14-0 lead through one. One thing I noticed that's kind of unusual for a state championship-type team, they actually got beat by their opponents in the fourth quarter, so their quarters kept getting less and less. And this Lumen team, which is going to wear on you, you know, you feel like maybe this game's going to go that way as kind of the Menominee season has gone.
One, you know, that fourth quarter can be deceiving in some of those games with some garbage time and running clocks and such, but I imagine the Titans' fourth quarter numbers look a little bit like that, although not to that extent, because a lot of times Lumen just shuts down the teams in that late in those games. Return, we got kind of a reverse on the kick return, but it's not going to fool anybody. Kind of had too much distance to cover to get that handoff, and it really just cost him yardage, I think. First and 10 from the 12 here for Menominee.
Yeah, plus that kind of loses its deception when you have to hand it off in front. You know, sometimes when you can do it behind you and they're not sure who has the ball, that kick was such a good kick by Salazar. It kind of took him out of that play.
Tough field position here to start for Menominee, though they've scored on two consecutive drives. Lead this one 14-7. We have 9:45 to play here in the second quarter. Terikoff's going to keep it. He had a big hole to run through, and he's going to take advantage of it. 11 yards on first down, and that'll be first and 10 Menominee from the 22-23. Good game, Trevor Terikoff.
Yeah, Terikoff, a good-looking athlete. You heard he's a basketball player.
3 out of 5 passing today. He's looking to throw on this one. Hit as he releases, and that one's going to be incomplete. And multiple officials signaling that one, because the receiver did come up with it, but it was a trap, sort of ricocheted into his arm. So we 3 out of 6 now throwing for Terikoff. 60 yards and a touchdown, though, so a good start. He also adds 26 yards on the ground.
Terikoff took a big shot there by Isaac Rayburg, kind of got him in the ribs. You can see him holding his, whether it's his hand or ribs, I'm not sure.
Shaking his head. I don't know what we're delaying here for a moment. Menominee huddled up. Titans ready to go on the defensive line, and now it looks like we're going to get a whistle and a timeout.
I think the Menominee staff saw Tarakoff a little shaken up, so they think they wanted to get one there.
Let's take a 30-second commercial break here in the MHSAA Division 7 State Football Finals. Lima Christi Menominee back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Jackson Monument Works. 4 generations serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and the surrounding area. Jackson Monument Works takes the time to plan every detail with you, from choosing the perfect type of stone to design and every aspect of the memorial that your family deserves. Jackson Monument Works, crafting beautifully tailored monuments that help reflect the life of your loved one. Built on the principles of quality, craftsmanship, and customer service. Jackson Monument Works. Call 782-3116 or stop by the showroom at 2830 Francis Street, Jackson.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
14-7, Menominee on the good side of that score. Facing a second down and 10 after an incomplete pass on first down. They're at their own 23-yard line. And not really a wing in on this play. It's a little different look. Shotgun is Tarakoff. Play action. Rolling to his left. Drops it out in the flat. Lot of green in front of that runner as he catches it out to the 50, 45, and pushed out of bounds. First down Menominee on a big gain into Lumen Christi territory. Right play call at the right time. Tanner Tarakoff with the catch from his brother Trevor.
The old dreaded Tarakoff to Tarakoff combination.
Spotted on the 44-yard line, first and 10, Menominee. Now we got that more familiar look here with the wing, and it's a direct snap. Bardowski, and he's going to get one on the play to the 43, second down and 9.
Right now, Menominee with a good mix and a good balance, and even a mixture of, you know, what looks they're going to give and what formations.
Yeah, they execute this offense pretty well, Brian, and we had the one false start, but since then, their timing is impeccable. Wing goes into motion. They Tarakoff with a design run play. Spins past the 40 down to the 37-yard line. So they'll bring up a third down at about 3 here. They do back it up a little bit. 37? We're at the 38 here, the third down. So 4 yards to gain for Menominee in this spot on the field. They probably got 2 plays to get it. We saw them go for a fourth down earlier in this one already. Titans match up. Wings split out here to the left. Tarakoff looks like maybe a audible. Play action, rolling to pass. Gets away from any pressure. Now he's got room to run to the 30. 25, down to the 20, inside the 20, the 19 before Tarakoff is brought down. And again, those kind of looks like a pass play, and maybe it is, Brian, but it's just as effective as kind of a delay quarterback run. And then once he gets out in the open field, he's pretty darn spry, and he takes that one inside the 20, it looked like, but they're going to call him down at the 21, so it'll be first and 10 there for Menominee.
Steve, I think you're right. That wasn't probably a design run, but Tarakoff didn't waste time deciding. When he saw green, he decided to go, which is a good move by him.
He takes it again, and then it reverses it to the wing player. Titans all over that, though. And they lose a yard on the play. Second down and 11 from the 22 here for Menominee. I like the play design, but so do the Titans, and they pick that out right away.
London Hampton's taking down Tarakoff here. It's kind of the part of the field where Eli Beal has been involved as a receiver.
Second and 11 at the Titans 22-yard line. 14-7 lead for Menominee. We've got 6:36 to play first half. Tarakoff again fakes the reverse, keeps, and the Titans not fooled. He gets no gain on that one. London Hampton with a tackle. And that'll make a third down at about 10 here for Menominee. They actually took a little bit away. Third down and 11 and a half.
Yeah, Menominee was kind of moving the ball in more traditional way, and then two kind of semi-trick plays in a row. Neither one of them fooled Lumen. I'm sure Lumen gave him a big thank you.
It almost felt like you wanted to play the, you know, you wanted to have a little success with that reverse, and then you faked the reverse and burned them that way, and neither one was able to get going. So back to the drawing board for the Maroons. Third down and 12, back to pass, and under pressure, Terkoff escapes to the right side. Throwing's got a man all by himself. Caught, touchdown. Now we have our official's hat down. Did he go out of bounds?
Boy, and that was Beal again.
Would that be illegal touching?
Yeah, Beal went out of bounds, and there is the flag. They talked about it. Now, if he's forced out, that's okay, but it looks like Beal might have gone out. Beal's trying to say he was pushed out.
Trying to watch the replay on the monitor here, and I can't see if he stepped out or not, but the official's hat denotes that, so there's some discussion here.
It, right now the discussion is just, was he pushed out or did he go out on his own? Trying to see the replay here.
Conversation continues.
You know, it didn't look like he was really forced out. They just were there.
We don't need to ask Beal. He's demonstrating that he believes he was pushed out.
This is going to be an interesting call, but we're about to get it.
So that, on the third down play, illegal touching. It's a five-yard penalty and loss of down. Brings up fourth down at about 16 here now for Menominee.
Yeah, Terkoff's good elusiveness allowed him to roll out, and Hampton kind of had to make a decision. Do I want to leave Beal and come make the tackle, which he did. That left Beal open, but goes out of bounds on his own, which is illegal touching. Going to bring up a fourth down and long now. Oh, the high school review.
Play is under review. We'll keep it here while they review it.
I guess I really wasn't aware that that was a thing. I didn't know they'd have the review.
I feel like I recall it from a year ago. They have the capability with the Bailey Sports crew here. 5:40 to play when we determine what happens here. Till the halftime, 14-7, Menominee leads with the ball in Lumen territory. Currently spotted at the 22. That would be the result of the penalty, and it'd be fourth down at about 16.
Steve, what this is going to come down to is what exactly the definition is forcing somebody out. Because Hampton was right there with him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really see him, like, shove him, but he kind of had to go around him where there was contact.
Menominee head coach Chad Brandt on the sideline. Huddled up with his squad there. He's only been at Menominee for a couple seasons so far. 6-5 in his first year, then 10-2 this year. Of course, trip to the finals is pretty good. But a 22-year career for Brandt, 145-79 all time.
Steve, they keep showing us the replay, but they don't show the important part of the contact.
Yeah,
if he was truly pushed.
When he hit the sideline, he was just going off a frame. Call the field stands. Fourth down and 16 for Menominee. 5:40 to play in the half. On the Lumen Christie 20. It's the 27-yard line, excuse me.
It's an interesting part of the field for high school football when it's fourth and 16 from this far out. You know, field goals are usually off the table.
Yeah. We go to the playbook here, a little different look. Spread out, three open to the left. He goes one-on-one on the sideline. Intercepted, but a flag comes out.
Yeah, that's Britton Hampton, but it's going to be, whether it's a hold or pass interference, one of the two. It's going to go against Lumen and give them a first down. Boy, Hampton did a good job jamming up Beal at the line. Just that he hang on a little too long is the question.
Here comes the ruling. It's pass interference.
So two big calls in a row, one in Lumen's favor, but that one, boy, on 4th and 16, you can't afford the pass interference there.
So we walk off the penalty, and Menominee stays on the field, keeping this drive alive. And less time remaining in the half for Lumen to try to tie this one up. It's 14-7 Menominee, and that goes all the way down to the 14-yard line. So that fourth down and two to go. They go with the big set here. Everybody knuckles on the ground. Terikoff keeps. Hit and stopped. I don't think he got it. No. Short of the line to gain in the Titans defense. Stands up after the penalty, makes the stop, and gets the ball back for this Titan offense with 5:13 to play in the half. Big stop for Lumen Christie defensively, and Terikoff has been able to take those QB runs for pretty good gains here. So nice job by the Titans to wrap him up, bring him down short of the sticks.
And was that Antoine Baker there? Looked like you said, Terikoff, it looked like he had a lane there that was going to pick up that first. Baker came shooting down the line.
Yeah, all strength there for Baker to make that stop without letting him get to the marker.
Well, just kind of an odd last minute and 20 seconds where one team was really going to come out of that with some momentum, and that's going to be the Titans.
Teams huddled up here on the timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Trips Ceramic Pro, serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repair is no accident. And a big thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Some sponsors who've been with us all season long: Aeroquip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Ghost Energy Drink. You know, Brian, that's a thing I'm going to have to talk with Ford Field about, getting some Ghost Energy drinks in the building, because we're not allowed to bring in outside food or drink, so I don't have my traditional game day Ghost. And today is the day when I need it the most.
Kind of rhymed. Little surprised you didn't just tuck one in the pocket or something. Knowing you, I thought you need that Ghost Energy drink.
I do. It's such a part of my ritual. But, you know, when they're... I don't know how it would do if it was x-ray-fied when we put all of our stuff through the machine. I don't want those x-rays tainting the flavor of my zero sugar, no artificial color Ghost Energy drink, especially if I go with one of those that has to be just right, like the Bubblicious Strawberry Splash or Swedish Fish.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's one of the selling points for Ghost Energy drinks is even x-ray machines can't taint the taste. That's one of their big selling points.
I think that might be on some promotional material.
Sneak them in anywhere.
Here we go. First and 10 Titans. Admittedly not ideal field position at the 12-yard line, but 88 yards to tie this one up or go ahead. 14-7, they trail. Hand off Cadell Williams. First down, gets through the line. Foot race, 30. Down to the 40. They're going to put him down right there, just shy of the 40-yard line. First and 10, Titans, and big chunk of that 88 yards they needed right there on first down, Cadell Williams. And, yeah, he just continues to kind of heat up run by run. And, of course, full credit to that offensive line for getting him a great hole.
As you were saying, not ideal field position, you're right, but ideal clock. It's 4:40 to go in the half. This just feels like a Lumen drive where they punctuate with a score. We've seen it time and time again.
This time the handoff goes to Rayburg, the fullback, and he breaks a couple tackles out to the 50 and into Menominee territory at the 48-yard line. This Titan offense starting to get going. 14-7 is still our score here, but Lumen Christi driving two big plays back-to-back.
It's kind of what they do, too, isn't it? They hit you with Cadell Williams left, Cadell Williams right, and Raber up the middle.
Ask GOC if Lumen Christi's got a knack for scoring a touchdown just before the end of the half. I think he'll tell you the answer to that is yes. 4 minutes to go. Titans in Menominee territory at the 48-yard line. It's a pitch out to Williams to the right. He's got one blocker. He gets past. Oh, good tackle there. That's Herkoff to reach out and kind of shoestring Cadell Williams, or he's off to the races. He still gets 3 yards on first down. Second and seven from the 45.
That was Cadell Williams right. We said right, left, and somebody up the middle. I guess this one's going left.
Crowley coming in with the play from the sideline. Ball just on that right side of the hash mark here at Ford Field's beautiful turf. Gabe King split out to the right. Charlie Saunders in motion. Strong side right. They give Williams there. He gets off to the races again. Nobody's going to catch him. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Lumen. Cadell Williams. And this starts to feel like you mentioned, Brian, that offensive line just continues to lean on those Menominee defenders. And the holes start to get bigger. And Cadell Williams doesn't miss them. And, of course, he's got that breakaway speed, so you're not going to catch him from behind.
You know, this kind of reminds me of the Belichick-Brady debate. You know, did Belichick make Brady or did Brady make Cadell Williams in the line? That's kind of Brady-Belichick. Who's making who, but it's a combo platter.
Extra point up for the tie is good. 14 all here at Ford Field. Lumen Christi has tied it up. Now they got a hold for 3 minutes and 10 seconds to the halftime. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. We'll be back with the kickoff on K105.3 next.
Here's a few reasons for you to choose the Dental Experience for all your general dentistry needs. It doesn't feel like a dental office when you walk in. It feels like home. The staff is top-notch as well as the facility. Dr. Belbisi is great in every aspect. He's great with kids, and for patients that require a little extra care, he is also great with them. They also offer same-day crowns as well as implants. The hygiene team at the Dental Experience is the best in the area to come get your cleanings and yearly checkups. The Dental Experience is the most patient-friendly office I have came across.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, still in the first half here at Ford Field, and the Titans have tied this one back up at 14. Now they'll kick it away to Menominee. Cadell Williams, 12 carries, 133 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Now averaging over 11 yards per carry. Salazar will kick this one away. That one kind of a little knuckleballer. Goes out of bounds, and so it'll penalize the Titans. That one almost had like some top spin on it that knocked it down. So they'll take it to 35. First and 10, Menominee.
Well, coming into the game, I would think, you know, Menominee, not a real big quick strike team, but boy, after watching them today, even though it's usually ground heavy, they've mixed in the pass just enough.
Yeah, they, just like the Titans, they do a good job of picking and choosing where to go to the air.
And I find Eli Beal if I'm the Titans D.
Somebody get an eyeball on him. He goes in motion across the formation. It's Terikoff going to keep. Jumps it outside and nearly gets to the stick. He's going to get it out to the 44-yard line. 9 yards on first down. Second and one for Menominee. We're down to 2:55 to play and running. Second down.
Yeah, Lumen, who will get the ball to start the second half. You know, you love to do that score at the end of the first and get the ball kind of double dip. You're going to have to hold out Menominee with 2:30 to go.
Yeah, it's almost like that drive happened too quickly for Lumen. This time it's Bardowski taking it and hit right away. Pierre Gray stopping him, but it looks like he got just enough for the first down.
Yeah, Bardowski looked like he might get a few more, but he hit a wall or Pierre Gray.
Yeah, Gray just jumped out and stuffed it. And followed through with a tackle. Get some help from the Hampton, Britton Hampton there to end that tackle. And Alex Pastorisa coming in there late, but it is first and 10 for Menominee from the 46. They go to Terkoff, rolling out, now looking back to his right. Chased backwards, throws it up, and to the sidelines, and out of bounds, incomplete. Good defense out first down for the Titans. And we haven't seen Terkoff running for his life much, but he was on that play.
Yeah, that's Rayburg getting through there again. We've seen him putting the pressure on.
Menominee huddled up here, making their plan for second and 10. Tie game here, 14-14. We have a minute 48 to go till the halftime break. Now Menominee hustling up to the line, empty backfield, and they'll get a timeout. Menominee taking the timeout. Must have saw something they didn't like in the defense. We'll take a timeout as well. 60-second commercial break. It's second and 10 for Menominee when we come back on K105.3. We're tied at 14.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136. Apply for open positions online at lomar.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn Jackson.
Second ten and 10 out of the backfield. Tanner Terkoff with a catch from Trevor and knocked out of bounds at the 45 in Lumen territory, and it's third down and one now for Menominee. Good play call out of the timeout.
And Menominee with no timeouts left this half. Kind of in that zone where with a minute 43, you're deciding whether you want to, you know, you don't want to give Lumen the ball back. But now they're on this side of the field, I'm sure they'll be going for things.
1:43 on the clock, and there's just a dive play. Make sure they move the sticks, get it out to the 42, and that's going to be first and 10 for the Maroons. And Bardowski on the carry. And he did kind of just slide right into that. Titans have really stuffed Bardowski quite a bit when he's running 9 carries for 38 yards.
I'm a little surprised Menominee's huddling here with, you know, a minute 27 and no timeouts to go.
Can they put a single wing, and the wing was Trevor Terkoff. He goes out on the run. Now kind of turn it upfield, and well covered by the Titans in an incomplete pass. On the coverage out there, Josh Dumont.
Yeah, he had Cadell Williams and Dumont out there.
Although the PA announcer said Pierre Gray, but I didn't see Gray anywhere near that play.
Now, I've said all along, Steve, that you're way smarter than the PA announcer.
Although not as smart as Steve from the Lions, helping us get our,
yeah,
our internet feed. All right, Incomplete pass, 1:11 to play, 2nd and 10. And a blitz. Hit as he throws, gets it away though, and Eli Beal with a catch and a good tackle there. Britton Hampton brings him down at the 40. He gets about 2 yards on the play, but Eli Beal has continued to be a favorite target here for Terkoff.
Yeah, and again, Beal always left by himself, and that left Hampton one-on-one to have to make that tackle.
17 receptions on the season for Beal coming into the game with 343 yards. He's got 3 today for 57 and a score and a two-point conversion catch also. We're tied at 14, 3rd down and 8 from the 40-yard line in Lumen territory. Rolling out, Terkoff looking to throw. He's got one-on-one coverage. And Alex Pastoriza jumping the route. Looked like he might even be able to make an interception there as he goes low. It's incomplete. And a great defensive play over there by Pastoriza in one-on-one coverage.
Yeah, really, he really planted the foot and cut right in front of that route. Had himself a chance for a pick, but it would have been a nice catch. 4th and 8 with 26 seconds to go. If you're Menominee, you just go ahead and go for it.
Yeah. Tanner Terkoff, the intended receiver on that play. And we're going to go big set here. 5 guys to the right. Terkoff goes in motion, then goes back the other way. So they're heavy on that right side. It's Terkoff going down the line, hit and taken down out of bounds. Stop for, get a gain to get a yard, maybe. Pierre Gray was on the coverage on that one, and he made a stellar tackle.
And now here's when you're Lumen. Christy, you get the ball back on your own 40.
We do have a flag over here by the Lumen Christy sideline. Yeah, everybody was over to the right side of the field, so I don't know what could have happened over here. Bench warning. There is no foul. Okay. Pick up a flag, an eligible player downfield was the initial. Is there a second penalty?
Yeah, it's been a clean game.
Well, they declined something there.
Well, it's going to be Lumen's ball now. 20 seconds to go from their own 40. I don't know if you're Lumen, if you just hope that Cadell can break one and you go ahead and kind of play it safe. You give Timmy Crowley one shot. I think I know the answer will be a handoff of some sort. Something safe.
40-yard line, Lumen Christy territory. Again, just 20 seconds left in the first half of action. And it's a 14-14 tie. Got an official conference down here, and they'll move the football over, it looks like, to the opposite side of the field.
One thing about it, too, if you're Lumen Christy and you just hand the ball off to Cadell Williams, there's always that chance that he can break a long one anyway.
Yeah, he's been, his last 3 runs looked like they could all go for touchdowns, including the one that did. They give it to Rayburg, and he's still on the run. All the way into the secondary before he's hit, gets to the Menominee side of the 50 at the 48, and I think we'll get a Lumen Christy timeout with 15 seconds left till the half. You get a nice 12-yard gain on first down, and starts to, maybe we try that again.
Yep.
Two timeouts still here for Lumen Christy. Maybe get somewhere where at least Salazar can take a kick at it.
And we know Crowley has the arm strength to get it down the field. You know, this day and age with all the pass interferences called, go ahead and send somebody down there. And
yeah.
Maybe you pick up a penalty. And
you don't want to do New York Jets impression, here at the end of the half.
It's one of the first times I've ever seen that, though.
Yeah.
Where the Hail Mary was returned as a pick six. Well, with two timeouts, you know, all parts of the field are open still.
And every play in the book, pretty much, at this spot on the field. I still don't think they go to the air, Brian. You kind of do something up the middle of the field and just hope if you block well enough. Although Cadell Williams split out to the right, You like to try to get him one-on-one and throw over the top. That's where Crowley's looking to throw. He goes to the left side, though, and he's got a man and a little high for Britton Hampton. Incomplete down at the 15-yard line. It looked like Hampton kind of slowed up a little bit. Crowley put it out there, though, and that'll make it second down and 10 with 9 seconds to play till half. Tied at 14. Menominee got out to a 14-0 head start here, and the Titans have since answered, and we're tied back up.
Tell you what, I don't mind that. Do that same thing. You had Hampton over there, kind of a jump ball situation. Give your guy a chance to come down with it. You still have two timeouts, and we know Salazar is capable of a boot.
There's Gabe King there in the slot as well. And Cadell Williams out here to the right. Crowley goes to him quickly. Caught. Now he cuts into the middle of the field. Down inside the 40 to the 30. And Cadell Williams brought down. And with 2 seconds left at the 30-yard line, Titans do use that timeout. And where do they put that? At the 29.
It's probably outside Salazar's range, I'm guessing, but gives you one play to throw into the end zone. Again, we know how explosive Cadell Williams is. You don't even have to necessarily throw it in there. Get it to him somewhere around the 20 or the 15 in some space and take your chances.
Yeah, 2 seconds on the clock here.
We talk about Lumen Christie's depth and their strength everywhere. One thing they do not really have, though, is a big receiver. Somebody where you could throw just a, you know, that 6'5 guy or something that you could throw it up to.
Yeah, we haven't seen them go to anyone like that all year. I was thinking of the one guy, maybe Colin Wilson, but he's 6 foot, so not especially long.
Yeah. They used to like throw it up to Dancer.
Yeah. Yep.
But unless he can find his way out of the field and suit up, I don't think that's an option.
Here we go. Williams is the receiver to the left. King in the slot and Hampton on the right side deep. Back to throw. Looking to the left side. Williams has a step. Throw is a little long and almost picked off in the end zone. Incomplete. And that's triple zeros on the clock. Halftime here at Ford Field. The Lumen Christie Titans tie it up at 14-14 against the Menominee Maroons from all the way up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, practically to Wisconsin. 7-hour drive to get here. And now after 30 minutes of football, or excuse me, 24 minutes of football, we're tied at 14.
Yeah, that's 7 hours with two bathroom breaks, too.
And probably. I mean, you got a bus full of teenage boys. You're probably stopping a few times for food, too. Well, hey, let's take 3 minutes here as we head to the halftime. We'll look at all the numbers from the first half and keep it here at Ford Field as we enjoyed the first half. We got a second half on the way, and the Titans will look to defend their Division 7 state championship from last year, this year, here at Ford Field. We'll see Boylan Brian Haynes at K105.3 back in 3 minutes.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hi, I'm Lisa Huttinga, the branch manager at the Jackson Blue Ox Credit Union branch. Blue Ox Credit Union has been serving the Jackson community since 2018. We are honored to continue offering innovative products and services that benefit our membership and help move them towards financial success. Experience the credit union difference today and become a member of the Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. You can become a member online at blueoxcu.org. or stop in at any of our branch locations to get started. We would love to have you.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at JenkinsInsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. I'm excited to announce that
30-26 win and a state title. In Division II, Adrian Lenaway Christian capped a perfect 13-0 season with a 36-18 win over Marion. Easton Boggs hauled in 9 passes for 210 yards and 3 scores for the Cougars. Quarterback Sam Lutz threw for 350 yards and he added 2 rushing touchdowns. Marion finishes a fantastic season at 11-1. The Eagles put up more than 50 points per game on average this year. For more on both of the 8-player championship games, check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, in the Lower Peninsula Girls Swim and Dive Championships, Ann Arbor Pioneer captured the title in Division I. It is the school's 4th straight D1 championship. In Division II, Farmington Hills Mercy is your champion. Mercy won by more than 125 points and captured the school's first swimming and diving title since 2019. And the final game ball goes to East Grand Rapids in Division III as they captured their 7th championship in girls swim and dive in the last 8 years.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
For the second consecutive season, coaches will have the ability to challenge plays during the 11-player football finals. All potential scoring and turnover plays will continue to be automatically reviewed. But again this year, coaches will be allowed to challenge one play per regulation and one in overtime, with some restrictions. First, a team must have a timeout available and call it to initiate a review. Second, there are a limited number of items that can be reviewed. Those include catch or no catch, ball carrier in or out of bounds, forward or backwards pass, and a handful of others. If successful, the coach will be given back the timeout. In overtime, coaches can challenge once, no matter how many overtime periods are played, and only if they have a timeout.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. On the volleyball court at Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek, 4 champions were crowned. Let's start with Division I, where Farmington Hills Mercy dropped the first 2 sets to Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern before storming back and winning in 5. In Division II, North Branch won its 2nd straight title, this one in straight sets over Grand Rapids West Catholic. Division III saw Kalamazoo Christian defeat Traverse City St. Francis in 4 sets. It's the first volleyball title in school history for the Comets. Holland DeVries finished with 16 kills and 27 digs in the victory. And in Division IV, after being down 2 sets to none in both the semifinals and finals, Clarkston Everest Collegiate won its first volleyball state title. They knocked off Leland in the title match after beating Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central in 5 sets in the semis. Coverage of all 4 divisions can be found at MHSAA.com. That wraps up the fall season here on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we will see you in the new year with the winter season in full swing.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Luma Christie returning the kickoff here to start the second half. Gets it out to the 42-yard line. Gabe King with the return. And good field position for the Titans to start the second half. And we're ready. Thanks to John Ross there. We've been hearing him all season on This Week in High School Sports. He's here in the building today. Actually guided us to our chairs here where we're broadcasting. Seventh floor high above at Ford Field. Titans first and 10 from, again, their own 42. Crowley under center. Big set for Lumen. They go to Cadell Williams right away. That was the bread and butter in the first half. Second half not going to be any different. It looks like they'll put him down on the 45 after a three-yard gain on first down.
If you go 12 carries for 133 yards and two touchdowns, you've earned a few more carries, I'm going to say.
In a 14-14 tie, you are going to have to have a few more carries. They're going to demand it from you. And Cadell Williams, it was fun. We were up here on the monitor watching the highlight package from the first half. He had a great half, looking to keep him going. Saunders in motion. Crowley back fake, having that misdirection counterplay. Cadell Williams stiff arms away, a tackler. Might have ripped his shirt as he gets past the 40 down to the 37. And again, Cadell Williams, we think about the speed and the quickness, but he shows that strength to us on the reg these days. First and 10, Titans in Menominee territory at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, we think of Cadell Williams as having some moves and being kind of finesse, but he also frequently shows how he finishes runs with some power.
And he's really, today, in a big way, used that non-football arm to push guys around. Power game here for Cadell Williams. He's in the backfield again. And they give to Rayburn. He got first down. He's going to get past the 35 down to the 34-yard line. So another 3 yards on first down for the Titans. And that really did change the feel of their rhythm in the first half when they started to get 3 or 4 yards on first down. Nothing at the line of scrimmage where they were getting 1 yard or no gain. Coming out with 2nd and 7, they just feel a little looser.
We fully expect this Lumen line to wear down Menominee as the game goes.
Again, going to the left side for Cadell Williams. And he'll get to the 31. And they'll make a third down at about 4 here for Lumen Christie. Titans on the Menominee side of the field here. On their first possession of the second half, tied at 14. We have 9:43 to play in the third quarter. And this drive already feels very Titan-like as the clock just keeps running. They'd love to shorten this second half, get a score here, and then go back to work on defense. Saunders in motion out of the backfield. They give to Williams. Bounces off all the tackles. Breaks away, still on his feet, inside the 20 to the 10, down to the 7-yard line. Cadell Williams, when he took the handoff, there were 3 white jerseys or more at his knees, and he was able to bounce right off, spun away from another defender, and drug guys at the end of that run to get him down to the 7-yard line. First and goal for the Titans.
We had the conversation, is the line help making Cadell or Cadell? We know it's both. That one was Cadell making Cadell.
That was really well executed defensively for Menominee in a way that should have led to a stop. Williams just battled, broke tackles, and stayed on his feet. He takes a handoff on first and goal. This time, he's able to get away from a tackler. He's going to get maybe a yard. But that time, Menominee did slow him down in the backfield. And was that slicing through the line? I think Torrin Davis in there.
You know, Cadell Williams wearing a T-shirt under his jersey. And there's been 2 runs now where pieces of it have gotten torn. They're grabbing for anything they can get their hands on.
Yeah, I hope that wasn't a special T-shirt, because it's going to be rags in the garage after this one. Crowley, inside handoff. No, he keeps. Crowley taking the ball down to the one-yard line. We do not see Timmy Crowley carry the football a ton here for Lumen, but on that play, great, great ball fake. And just kept it and takes him down to the one-yard line. Third and goal from there.
And, you know, that's what Cadell Williams gives you, is his, the success that he keeps having. It allows you to make a, you know, a fake to him and gets the whole defense moving one way. And Crowley's out there with just one guy to beat. And then, of course, that's Trevor Tierkoff who made the tackle.
They go to Rayburg up the middle, and I don't think he got in. So it's inside the one, just short of the goal line. I think you could say about 8 inches down there.
Yeah. So fourth down, is there any reason to go away from Cadell Williams right here?
It's the Lumen Christie faithful. The student section here leading the way. It's getting loud here at Ford Field. Not quite like on the Sunday, on NFL Sundays, but as close as we can do. And Crowley keeps, and he's in. Touchdown, fourth and one. And Crowley takes it over the goal line. Touchdown, Lumen, all of our touchdowns today. Brought to you by our touchdown sponsor, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
That was the old brotherly shove play.
Snap that quickly, and he's in there before you can almost even stand up. Well executed by Timmy Crowley. Holds down, kick is up for Salazar, and that's a liner over the crossbar and in. 21-14, Lumen comes out of the locker room and scores on their first try. 6:35 to play in the third quarter. 21-14 Titan lead. Back in a minute on K105.3.
Jackson Monument Works. 4 generations serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and the surrounding area. Jackson Monument Works takes the time to plan every detail with you, from choosing the perfect type of stone to design and every aspect of the memorial that your family deserves. Jackson Monument Works, crafting beautifully tailored monuments that help reflect the life of your loved one. Built on the principles of quality, craftsmanship, and customer service. Jackson Monument Works. Call 782-3116 or stop by the showroom at 2830 Francis Street, Jackson.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136. Apply for open positions online at lomar.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, high atop Ford Field, where the Lumen Christie Titans now have a 21-14 lead, their first lead of the game in their quest to defend, retain the Division 7 state championship here. Menominee will now have their first possession of the second half. And we'll see what the Titans' defensive adjustments were in the locker room, which I think was going to be vital to see how they could really adjust to the passing game. Tierkoff and the Menominee Maroons, so that was really what they did most effectively in the first half, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know, we talked at halftime about the adjusting. I think some adjusting happened even at the quarter break, as Menominee scored 14 fairly quick points, been kept off the scoreboard since. And right now, definitely with 21 unanswered points, just feels like Lumen Christie has seized control of this game, although still just a one-touchdown game.
Yeah, they come out of the locker room, do Lumen Christie stuff. You know what Lumen Christie does, and they eat off a good portion of that third quarter clock and shorten this game now with a touchdown lead. It just feels like like Menominee is going to need to answer here, or they might not have another chance.
Yeah, Lumen's not the team you want to fall behind 14 on, because they just grind out too much clock, play too solid of defense.
Salazar will kick this one off from the 40. Deep here on the 2-yard line, fielded by Menominee, racing up the sideline to the 20. Hit there and short of the 25, pushed out of bounds on the sideline. The 24-yard line I saw, and that is where the official's going to take it out to. First and 10 Menominee from their own 24 after the return.
Good boot there by Salazar.
Starting to see a lot of red leak into Ford Field here. Mason and Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central will be the next game here at Ford Field. Menominee comes out again. Single wing. Snaps can go to anyone, and this time it does go to Terkoff on the sweep to the left, and I feel like that's what they opened the game with. Stopped for no gain. Second and 10, Menominee.
Those are exactly the plays that Lumen had a kind of a semi-difficult time defending early on. Like we said, they always seem to figure things out. They yep. sure look like they have.
21-14 Titans. We have 6:01 to play in the clock running for Menominee. Second and 10. The snap goes to Terkoff. Play action, looking to throw. Got a man in the middle. He goes for the deep guy instead and nearly caught. Covered, but almost comes up with it. Jeremy Salmi downfield for the Maroons. And, you know, he had Beal, looked like running up the seam all by himself. He could have.
Yeah, that's where I thought he was going, and there was nobody on Beal. He was all by himself.
Really was a good throw by Terkoff and nearly caught, but incomplete pass brings up third and 10 for the Maroons.
Yeah, that long pass there attempted for Salmi, who has kind of that fullback body.
And now we get a timeout from Menominee. 21-14 game. Titans lead it. Let's take a 30-second break for the timeout. We'll come back with this third down and 10. Again, 21-14, Titans lead on K105.3.
Hello, this is Dr. Double. If you suffer from neck, shoulder, lower back, sciatica, headaches, we are the doctors for you. If you don't want to be looked at as just a condition, we actually find your problem. What do you use more, your spine or your teeth? Well, of course, your spine. Think about how much damage has accumulated over time, which is creating your health problems. We examine for a condition and then treat that condition by doing a consultation, examination, and x-rays, and chiropractic adjustment. And for those who are afraid to get adjusted, we have computerized adjusting just for you to take away your fears. I'm Dr. Double. I want to keep your spine out of trouble. Check us out on doublechiropractic.com and like our Facebook page.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Feels big here, third and 10 for Menominee, trailing by 7. Empty backfield for Terkoff. 4 receivers to his right and 1-on-1 to his left. And that's Beal. He looks over that way. Now chased out of the pocket, rolling right. Still looking to throw back across the field. Beal coming across and just short. Didn't look like Terkoff was hit or that was even deflected at the line. Just coming back across the field and threw it short. Incomplete pass, fourth down and 10.
Boy, a
flag on the play.
Boy, I hope that's not like some kind of unsportsman thing.
I did kind of just see a gesture toward the Titans side.
Now, I also see Britt and Hampton clapping as if he knows that it's going to be on.
Yeah, they're going to see what Herb Rogan wanted to do. He declines. Offensive pass interference. He called it, and then he started to gesture toward the Titans and then remembered what he was calling. And so they decline it, fourth down and 10.
Bet you Gabe King's chomping at the bit to get another punt return opportunity here.
Gabe King back to return. Punt team out. And it's a low liner. And King's going to stay away from it. And that's going to take a good Menominee roll all the way down to about the 30-yard line where it goes out of bounds. The Titans get the stop. They've got the 7-point lead. We have 5:27 left to play in the third quarter. Lumen Christie starting to have things go their way. 21-14 lead, and it looks like maybe we have TV timeout out here. Full timeout on the field. Let's take a 60-second commercial break. Third quarter continues when we come back. 21-14, Lumen Christie ball at their own 30 on K105.3.
This holiday season, unwrap the gift of financial growth with a share certificate. Whether you're planning a winter escape, home improvements, or saving for the future, you can earn up to 5.00% APY with a 6 or 12-month share certificate from True Community Credit Union. And for those looking to spread extra holiday joy, a share certificate is a gift that will keep on giving. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the booth here at Ford Field, where the Lumen Christie Titans lead at 21-14. 21 unanswered after going down 14-0, and the Titans have the football back after a stop. I formation here, Timmy Crowley under center. Gabe Kingsflint wide to the right. They go to Cadell Williams. He bounces to the outside. Now cuts back up the middle. On the run, 40, 45. Cuts back inside at the 50 to the 45. Out of bounds in Menominee territory. Cadell Williams, again, showing the strength and using that kind of sweep move with his non-football hand. And coming back across the body for a big gain.
Cadell's just been one of those guys that sometimes you watch games and somebody just sticks out. It's just being better than anybody else, whether it's on the field or the court or whatever sport. This is one of those times. He just looks special out there.
Yeah. First and 10, Titans. Play action fake. Now coming around on the end around is Gabe King, and he's going to be bounced down for a big loss. He had one guy to beat, and he had a lot of green. And we've got a flag down in the defensive backfield there at about the 24, and I think that might go against the Titans with one of the receivers out there blocking.
Yeah, you know, you think that was one of the receivers. It was Luke Smith.
All the way out there.
That was, what, 25 yards downfield.
So that does go against Luke Smith, and with the loss on the play and the football had been at the 47-yard line in Lumen territory, and then 15 yards back to the 32-yard line, Lumen Christie territory, and they'll make it second down, and what's the scoreboard operator got? 34 to go.
Second down and Belleville to go.
Hand off to Williams again. Bouncing to the outside. Cuts it back in. Very similar to the last run. Not for as much yardage. He gets it out to the 40. And that'll make it. We have third down and still 26 to go.
But yeah, Menominee is quite thrilled. Kind of Lumen Christie went off script with that kind of reverse to King. He got a tackle for loss and then added another 15 for that penalty. because Lumen didn't show any signs that they were going to be able to be stopped.
Yeah, that's definitely a big boost to the Menominee defense. We'll see what Lumen's got here in the third and long. Again, the timeout here for Coach Brogan and the Titans. Third and 26, 3:39 to play in the third quarter. Let's take a 60-second commercial break, and we'll see what Lumen does on third down when we come back on K105.3, brought to you by Trips Collision Center.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hi, I'm Lisa Huttinga, the branch manager at the Jackson Blue Ox Credit Union branch. Blue Ox Credit Union has been serving the Jackson community since 2018. We are honored to continue offering innovative products and services that benefit our membership and help move them towards financial success. Experience the credit union difference today and become a member of the Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. You can become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop in at any of our branch locations to get started. We would love to have you.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
High school football on K105.3 WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson.
Third down and long. It's a pass play called for the Titans into double coverage. King had it for a second. It looked like he had a shot at it. Well thrown ball. And just a well-defended play. Terkoff making a nice deflection there. So on fourth down and 26 now for the Titans, we're going to get a punt with 3:32 to play.
Boy, both defensively and offensively, it feels like Trevor Tierkoff is kind of single-handedly keeping this Menominee team in this game.
Salazar will punt it. Snaps low, but he gets it away at the 30, a low liner. Bounces at the opposite 30, fielded at the 25. Barkowski still on his feet at the 35, 40. 45 cuts back into the 50, into Lumen territory. Twisted down at the 45. And big play there for Menominee to get some field position, give themselves a chance to get in the end zone here and cut this lead. 21-14 Lumen Christie lead with 3:16 to play in the third. Menominee in business here at the 45 in Lumen territory.
Yeah, it felt like Menominee needed something to get people charged up. That's the first time I've heard their fan base be loud for a while, but first time something's happened to get them loud.
Bardowski with the return there. He's in the backfield there with Terkoff. And Terkoff takes the snap. Designed run immediately. Shakes off a Titan tackler. He almost lost a yard there. I think he ends up gaining one. But forced out of bounds at the sideline. Second down, Menominee from the 44.
Yeah, that was London Hampton who almost took Terkoff down, as you said, for about a 3-yard loss. So he managed to shed him. You know, this feels like big drive both ways as far as Menominee. Are they going to, you know, try to get something going here? But if Lumen can stop him and get the ball back, it's feel like a drive's coming.
And we get a snap to Bardowski. And he's going to go inside the 40, stopped at the 38-yard line, and they'll make a third down and 3.
And Menominee doesn't really have many different plays. It's kind of the same play, just whether it's left, right, or to who it's to.
Everybody down on this. Single wing, and it goes direct to Bardowski. Past the 35, down to the 32-yard line. That'll move the chains. First and 10, Menominee. And now they're moving the ball kind of the way they did on their drives early in the first half. At the 32, play results. Going back to that direct snap right to Bardowski. He's carried 10 times. I think I need to refresh on my stats here, but yeah, 12 carries, 53 yards for Bardowski. They go to Terkoff on the QB sweep. He ducks a tackle from London Hampton, and he's going to get past the line to gain out to the 21. First and 10 again. 11 yards on first down, and Menominee knocking on the door of the red zone here outside the 20, but driving.
Well, that's the second time in about the last four or five plays that London Hampton had a chance to bring down Terkoff in the backfield.
Just kind of missed him.
It's the older brother, Britton, kind of giving him a pep talk.
Terkoff shotgun. Takes it and runs. Sprint play to the right side. Off tackle. Pushes off a defender at the 10. Turns it in. Dives at the pylon. Touchdown. Tough run by Terkoff. Stayed on his feet. Battled off a couple of tacklers and dives in. That's going to be a touchdown. And we got a game here. Looks like Lumen might be able to seize this one. Terkoff did stay in bounds and dove for that pylon. That's a good touchdown on the replay here on the big screen.
Yeah, that was a great effort as he took off from about the 2.5-yard line diving. Looks like Alex Pastoriza was going to be able to get him out of bounds. And the sheer effort. Terkoff hits the ball on the cone, and that'll be good.
21-20. And they go for two again here, so Menominee could go into the lead. There's a resurgent offense here on this possession. Terkoff shotgun there. Bardowski, everybody leaves him. He's going to the end zone. Bardowski dripped out of the backfield into the end zone and catches it for a two-point conversion. Menominee back in front now, 22-21. Minute 47 to play in the third quarter. Titans, see if they can answer when we come back on K105.3 after 60 seconds.
Is your bank account feeling the strain of the holiday shopping? Clothing Carousel can help ease the pain. At Clothing Carousel, you'll find high-quality, name-brand consignments from the labels you trust at unbelievably low prices. The Clothing Carousel also has great home decor, Andrew's Rustic Aroma candles, and gift certificates available for your holiday gift giving. The Clothing Carousel would like to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Jackson Monument Works. Four generations serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and the surrounding area. Jackson Monument Works takes the time to plan every detail with you, from choosing the perfect type of stone to design and every aspect of the memorial that your family deserves. Jackson Monument Works, crafting beautifully tailored monuments that help reflect the life of your loved one, built on the principles of quality, craftsmanship, and customer service. Jackson Monument Works. Call 782-3116 or stop by the showroom at 2830 Francis Street, Jackson.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Cadell Williams fields a kickoff inside the 10, on his feet out to the 30, cuts it in, 40. Takes away from attack of 45, still battling, and they're going to whistle that play dead at the 49-yard line. Cadell Williams, excellent return, and the Titans get some field position here as they trail 22-21. It led this whole thing for about, what, 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes?
Yeah, and even though it was a close game, you felt like Lumen Christie had seized control of just the style of play, the momentum, everything in Lumen Christie's favor. But that one Gabe King reverse, yeah, that went for a big loss, and then the penalty tacked on stalled that drive. And instead of going up 28-14, all of a sudden 22-21 deficit.
Yeah, between the loss and the penalty, it was a 24 yards taken away from him on that play. Here they go, pitch out to King. He stays on his feet. Can he get 6 yards on first down? Second and four here for the Titans at the 45 in Menominee territory. Quick pitch out to Gabe King.
I'm going to guess in these last 13 minutes, Steve, we don't see another Lumen anything that's trickery. It's going to be just pitches, handoffs, maybe the occasional jet sweep.
Every once in a while, you get that. It's trickery, but it doesn't give them 5 yards in the backfield. That little
Statue of Liberty looking play. Yeah,
love to see that come out at the right moment. Crowley gives to Cadell Williams. He's going to bounce it all the way to the outside into the 30. Shoulder down, still on his feet at the 25, down to the 22. Cadell Williams. Big gain. Titans move the chains. 45 seconds to play here in the third, and they move it down deep in Menominee territory, and it's Cadell Williams. And they've run that play where it's kind of a dive, looking maybe to go between the guard and the tackle, and he has just been able to bounce that right outside, as I think Menominee is kind of selling out on that gap. And when Cadell Williams sees that, he bounces it outside a little further. And then when it comes time, he just starts manhandling guys.
Yeah, he's bouncing it outside and then bouncing off tacklers. A lot of bouncing.
I for him here from the 22. Cadell Williams, the deep back. They go to Rayburg up the middle to the 10. Drag down from behind at the 7-yard line. Great timing to give it to Rayburg up the gut. Just a little halfback trapping. Goes for a good gain, and again, first down and goal for the Titans from the 7-yard line. End of the third quarter, 22-21, Menominee in front, Titans threatening. Back in 60 seconds for the fourth quarter on K105.3.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. We got 12 minutes to play in this one. 22-21, Menominee leads. Lumen with a first and goal from the 7-yard line. We have a throwing competition or something going on here.
You know, I think he got to pass one, and I don't know if it was pass one, kick one, punt one, but
he's got the 28
the pass
here.
Now he's got a kick.
And
uh-oh.
You know, it's when a field goal kicker at any level, but especially at the college and pro, misses something from that distance, they tend to get hammered, but that is a tough thing to get that. A lot of times, if you have attempted a field goal from that distance, Brian, it's tough to even get it up high enough to go over the crossbar, let alone far enough.
Yeah, I think that was the 100-yard challenge. Like he had to throw one and kick one over the
from wherever it landed.
Yeah. Sounds easier, but I.
Well, I don't think hopefully he got some kind of a nice, you know, you get the home version of the game or something like they used to give away on Wheel of Fortune.
Get a T-shirt.
Well, we got 12 minutes back on the clock. Titans trail right now 22-21 after, just a poor series of events for Lumen. A couple of penalties, or one penalty, a loss on a run play combined for 24 yards behind the first and 34, second and 34 at one point. They punted away. Good return by Bardowski. And Menominee able to march it down into the goal line, into the end zone. Great run by Terkoff, who's now at 90 yards on the day. But Cadell Williams has been leading the Titans back down the field here. They give it to him through the middle. He's inside the 5 to the 3-yard line. Second and goal from there. Cadell Williams right now listed for, before that run, 20 carries for 239 yards, two touchdowns, almost 12 yards a carry.
Second down. Steve, I mentioned earlier Menominee has actually lost the fourth quarter, and you brought up a good point. Some of that maybe mop-up minute type things.
Mm.
But Lumen Christi, who dominates fourth quarters with that big offensive line and Cadell Williams. Let's see if this holds true.
They go to Williams again, sliding through, sand on his feet. Second effort down to the goal line. Touchdown, Cadell Williams. Just seems to find a space. He slid into there. It looked like he might be stoned at the goal line. And then he just shifted his weight to the right side, dove down to the goal line, and touchdown Cadell Williams, his third of the day, and gives the Titans a lead again here with 11:20 to play, 27-22 with the extra point coming.
Man, I started to look down thinking that he was down, but that second effort.
27-22, it's a five-point Lumen Christi advantage with an extra point pending, and it looks like they will kick.
Steve, you got me looking at the record book for rushing yards in a state final game. 307 by Jim Scragg out of Constantine back in 2004.
11 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Cadell Williams might give that a... He might threaten that number.
Oh.
And they missed the extra point. So stays 27-22. Let's take a commercial break. 30 seconds. We'll come back with a kickoff. 11:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Titans lead it at K105.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Cadell Williams, 22 carries, 246 yards, three touchdowns today to lead the Titans. It's up to the defense now here with 11:20 to play in the 27-22 lead. Salazar will kick it off from the 40. Menominee deep to return. And Bardowski gets it inside the 5. Goes to the right side at the 10. Nobody touches him to the 20. He spins away at the 22, down to the 24-yard line. 23 is where they'll spot it. First and 10 for Menominee.
Boy, had that kid got to let Salazar kick for him, he would have won whatever contest that was a couple minutes ago. That was a good boot.
Ball spot at the 23-yard line. The first down and 10.
Well, here we go, Steve.
Here we go, indeed. 27-22. We got a close one here, a tight one for the Titans. And the defense kind of gave up a lot of ground on the last possession for Menominee. They'll look to tighten up and put it close to that direct snap. Bardowski grabs it, and he's out from the running and gets a yard, second down and 9. And that looked more like the way the Titans had been covering that play earlier.
Well, you know where Menominee has found the success when they run that just a little bit wider. Yeah. Running that up the middle, you're running right into the teeth of that huge defensive line. I know this, if they look to pass, somebody better be ready to guard Eli Beal.
Shotgun for Terakoff. He fakes it to Bardowski, rolling out. Maybe he throws. Now he's looking to run. Now he turns it down to pass. Got a man all alone. Terakoff all alone. He's going to go to the end zone. That's another Menominee touchdown. Missed assignment there. And that is Tanner Terakoff. All alone downfield, and as they chase Trevor out of the pocket, it looked like he might pull down and run, and that could have brought that safety up, and then he decided to throw, and all he had to do was get it in the vicinity, and Terakoff able to take that to the end zone, and Menominee goes back in front, 28-27.
Yeah, we've seen Terakoff tuck that and run more times than not. That time, like you said, the Lumen safety bit on that, came up, and Terakoff's brother, Tanner, just all alone.
It's got to be a cool feeling to throw a touchdown pass to your brother in the state finals.
Yeah, win or lose, you get to take that one with you for the rest of your life.
Really good throw by Terkoff. He's rolling out the pass for the two-point try. He's got alone in the back, and again, Titans missed a guy. Leave him all alone, and that is Caden Bell making the catch. And it's a three-point lead for Menominee, 30-27. Let's keep it here while we wait for them to line up for the kickoff.
That didn't take long.
No, and that's going to...
Two-play drive.
It's going to really inflate some statistics for the Menominee guys. 6 out of 15 passing Terkoff. 7 out of 16 for 180 yards, now 2 touchdowns. And he's also got 13 carries for 90 yards on the ground and a touchdown there. And meanwhile, Tanner Terkoff, 2 catches now, 42 yards. They got it. They're slow to update here. It was so fast, they haven't had a chance to type them in or whatever on our live stats.
I'd also like to know how many tackles Trevor Terkoff has on the defensive side, too.
Yeah, he's been Mr. Everything out here. Swiss Army knife for this Menominee team. And I'm still waiting for the update here, but big play there when it looked like the Titans might line up and stuff the run, and a couple of missed assignments in first pass coverage on that play and then on the two-point try.
Well, I can update your stats. Whatever he had, add 78 to it.
Yeah.
And one catch, because that's how long that touchdown was. Maybe 77. But regardless, given Menominee a three-point lead.
Yeah, I think they credited that to Isaiah Odom incorrectly.
Well, at the Terkoff house 10 years from now when they're talking about, they won't be saying, remember that touchdown to Isaac Odom? They'll know who it was to. All right.
Extended TV time out here, but let's set the scene. 30-27, Menominee in front. 10 minutes, 20 seconds to play in this game. 2 timeouts for the Titans, 2 for the Maroons. And we'll see what the Titan offense can do. Cadell Williams has been leading the way, and you mentioned, 307 was the state championship rushing record. Cadell's got 246, rather. And depending on where they get possession here, they're going to need about that much to get back into the end zone.
The way he's running, it won't surprise me if he's not threatening that record. Might do it with one carry.
And Gabe King, and it looks like Dumont back to return here.
I'm going to guess this one's going at Gabe King. They're shuffling around as if they're going to try some
trickery. And it's a line kick on the ground, and they get it to Hampton. That's London. He takes it and runs and gets it out to the 38-yard line. First and 10 there for Lumen.
Happy to see London just hang on to that ball. When you're a freshman and you're up back there and you haven't touched it yet,
yeah,
you might try to make something happen and carry it a little loosely, but London did a good job.
Well, that last possession has energized the Menominee fans. And the Titan fans a little more quiet over here. And we always say, you know, it's quiet confidence out of them. They know what this team is capable of. Cadell Williams in the backfield. Saunders goes in motion to the left side of the formation. They give it to Williams that direction. Saunders blocks to free him. Out to the outside, 50. Turns it back inside, 45. Cadell Williams out to the 44-yard line in Menominee territory. And goes for about 18 on first down.
Again, if you're Lumen Christie, boy, at this stage of the game, the way that line's dominating, the way Cadell Williams is dominating, I don't see a reason to have a play other than that, unless you want to sprinkle in a little bit of Rayburg here and there.
You get down to 9:45 to play. Again, 30-27, Menominee in front. Lumen Christie football in Menominee territory at the 44 on the left side of the field. Cadell Williams, jab step fake. Crowley rolling out, looking to throw. Now he runs, 40, 35, 30, inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Timmy Crowley We have not seen him run it a lot today, but he has been effective when he's decided to, and that's going to move the chains for a first down for the Titans at the 29-yard line.
That was a good decision by Crowley to tuck that in and just run. Big open lane there.
Good job getting out to the outside there and springing him with a block. I want to give credit to who that was, but I don't know if I grabbed a number. Titans come back to the line here. I formation. Gabe King split out wide to the left. They go to Cadell Williams. Well blocked, and he's not touched for a couple yards, and they do tackle him before he's able to get loose, but it's 3 yards on first down for Lumen. Second and 7 from the 26.
Wait, Cole Cooper for Menominee deserves his name mentioned on that one. He's playing defensive tackle at 6'1", 215, and he's given up a lot of size to Luke Smith over on that right side of the line.
We go Crowley under center. Cadell Williams is in the slot. Now he comes around on a pitch. Finding a place to turn it up. Gets inside the 25 down to about the 22-yard line. That'll bring up third down at about 3 here for Lumen. Sticking with Cadell Williams. Before that run, 24 carries, 266 for Cadell. And we could see him get it here. He's going to have a couple tries probably by the Titans to get 3 yards. Yeah. 7:46 on the clock.
Sorry, Steve. Yeah, Cadell up to probably now 270 then.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
He's deep in the I formation here. They give to Rayburg. And he's going to battle. Looks like he's got it. No signal yet from the officials, and they're going to say short. Fourth down and inches at the 19. In between the 20 and the 19, so fourth down and inches or so.
Just inside the 20. It's where you just run that Crowley push again, as they did
at
for
the
a touchdown.
Line.
You know, we have not seen the Lumen hard count yet. They've gone quick instead. They've gone opposite. Let's see if this is the first time.
Crowley is under center. Rayburg and Williams behind him, and he does dive. And they stand him up, but I think he's got it, especially the second effort here. They put it out to the 17, first and 10 Titans there. They give him 2 yards on the carry. First down. Lumen keeps the ball moving, keeps the clock moving. Two are down to 6:45 in the game. 30-27 is the Menominee lead. Titans with a fresh set of downs in the red zone.
Now just rooting for history. I kind of want a quick Lumen touchdown. Maybe they get the ball back and let Williams try to get that record.
Well, let's not count our chickens before they hatch, Brian. We do need the touchdown.
Yeah.
We need that, so
I said a quick touchdown.
There. I know you wanted it. I know
well,
you wanted
quick
it,
one,
but
yeah.
Let's not worry about what happens after that. They got to get it. They pitch it to King coming around. Player that lost him a couple yards the last time they ran it. This time he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, but nothing more. And like you said, Brian, that takes a little while to develop there, and it's not risk-reward right now. It feels like a little more risk than reward. We're inside of 6 minutes in the fourth quarter. Titans trail by 3, 30-27. It's second down and 10 from the Menominee 17-yard line. Noon here on K105.3. Give it to Williams, bounces outside, spins past the 15, just inside of it there, and it'll bring up third down at about 7 for Lumen.
Down by 3? This is going to get interesting here if Menominee happens to keep Lumen to 1 or no yards here. Do you bring in Salazar? His extra point attempts have been a little shakier than what we normally see, including a miss on the last one. So I'm thinking that you're just going to see two Lumen offensive plays.
Big set here for the Titans. Now evacuating the backfield, Logan Decker. Deep back is Cadell Williams. And you're getting a hard count here, and then we get a timeout from the Titans as the play clock goes down. So get third down at about 7, really almost 8 here. Timeout. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. Big third down when we come back on K105.3.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm and compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 to schedule your appointment today.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Brian, what would you like to see on this third down play?
Well, I liked that first hard count, and they almost got him to bite there. I think you got to come out and still just give the ball to Williams. I figure that you have two plays to pick up 7 yards. With what he's averaging, and I know that's a little misleading down here, it's not going to be quite the same, but the way he's running, the way that line is, you got to think that two carries, he can get 7 yards.
Football at just inside of the 15. I mean, you can see green between the 15-yard line and the football, but it's every bit of 7 yards to gain here. 4:52 on the clock. It's a 30-27 Menominee lead.
I do kind of like that stretch handoff, though, where he's kind of going out wider.
Yeah. Both teams' final instructions. A couple of experienced coaching staffs. Chris Menominee is coach new at Menominee. Only a couple years, but he's got 122 wins. Which is a lot, if you didn't know, with Herb Brugge, 407. Pitch out to Cadell Williams. And they're going to stretch that play out. He's not going to get to the 10 even. And so only a couple yards there. Menominee standing up. And fourth down and four at the 11. See what the Titans come up with here on this fourth down play. Feels huge. We have 4:20 to play. 30-27. The Titans trail right now.
400 and some odd wins. I like whatever Herb dials up. I like it.
Cadell Williams, it's a rollout. Good protection for Crowley. Gets the throwaway. Caught by King. Touchdown, Lumen. Gabe King running that sideline out route. Great throw by Crowley right on the button. And King walks into the end zone and gives his Titans the lead again, 33-30 Lumen.
Steve, I said two Cadell Williams runs, 400 and some odd wins, said roll out past the King, and I think that's the right decision. But well executed, too. What a throw by Crowley on the rollout, and sure-handed King there to take it on in.
Big play. Look at that confidence in Gabe King to make that catch and score. And a great throw by Crowley. And an extra point for Salazar. And that one's good. And the Titans push the lead out to 4. 34-30 with 4 minutes, 4 seconds to play. The defense is going to have to dial it up here. Let's keep it here while we wait for this kickoff.
244 seconds away from back-to-back state titles, Steve.
27 carries, 276 on the game for Cadell Williams. And that catch for 11 yards for Gabe King for the touchdown to give the Titans the lead. We got to see what happens here.
Boy, I think they surprised everybody in the building with that.
Deep to return here for the Maroons. That duo that we've seen back there all day, Bardowski and Isaiah Odom.
That was Crowley's just second completion of the day, Steve.
Yeah.
But it was a big one.
Odom and 34-30, Titans lead. 4:04 to play. We're in the fourth quarter here. Division 7 state championship football. Lumen Christi, the defending champs, in the lead. Kicking off to Menominee.
keep this one away from Bardowski, I say.
And a dangerous Menominee offense. They've made some big pass plays today. That's a high kick. It goes to Odom at the 4. He goes to the right side with Bardowski to lead the way. And we get a penalty flag coming in as Odom's taken down at the 29-yard line. But I got to expect that that's a block in the back or a hold.
Yeah, you could clearly see that block in the back. That's coming. Going to start them at about the 10. Menominee going to need to march about 90 yards in 3:54.
Waiting for the call here to make it official. And they are just walking it backwards. Block in the back. Inside the 10. Again, not like right by the 10-yard line, but just a little bit of green visible from here in the 7th floor. On the right side of the field. For us, it's right to left. Menominee working along your radio dial. They got a lot of field to cover here, and they've got 3:54 to do it. Two timeouts left for Menominee. Single wing, and it goes to Bardowski. He works to the right side, turns up there. Going to get about 3 on the carry and brought down hard out of bounds. Good tackle, Dumont. And where are they going to put it? 13-yard line. Second down and 7.
You know, with 3:30, Menominee still has plenty of time. 2 timeouts to go, so they can afford to still run.
So the clock continues to tick. 3:23 as they head to the line. Everybody's down. They pitch it. It goes to Terkoff, and then they come back inside. Little inside reverse. Stop for a short gain. Bring a 3rd down and 6. On the carry there, I've got Caden Bell. Or was that Terkoff? Looks like maybe Terkoff coming in from the outside. So just shy of the 15 here, 3rd down and 5. Terkoff with a shotgun looking to throw. Goes over to the right side where Britton Hampton had him blanketed. And you got coach over there bagging for a flag. And Terkoff, or excuse me, is it Beal?
Oh, cramping.
Cramping up.
At first I thought Beal was just distraught about missing the catch, but
yeah.
He went down in cramp pain.
Well, I got the sense, Brian, that on that play they almost had to have the flag because there was almost no chance of completing that. Brenton Hampton really with blanket coverage, and I didn't see his hands look to be in front of him, so the idea that he was holding a jersey or something just isn't a possibility. We got official timeout as we had an injury on the sideline.
Yeah, and that's Beal, and that's been their go-to guy. I know Tanner Terkoff had the big catch, but Beal's the one they've been kind of throwing it to. And that one-on-one coverage, I think Menominee's just thinking, we'll take our chance that our guy's better than your guy.
Yeah. And I've seen Hampton come up with too many of those. So right now, an interception would be everything that the Titans need to, you know, get that football back and just kind of run this clock out. And, yeah, Hampton, no contact. We're seeing the replay up on the big screen here. Just well defended.
Yep.
And Terkoff just kind of committed to throwing over there right away. And so it brings up 4th down. To 5 yards. A long 5. But 5.
And Menominee's run a play where they drag a back out of the backfield and hit him open. Hopefully Lumen has him spied and covered.
And you keep the Titans from getting too aggressive and jumping the count here. Snap, back to pass. Terkoff chased out of the backfield. Still on the run. Going for the go. He's got the line to gain and then some. Still on his feet. Past the 30, up to the 35. And Terkoff does it with the legs again. In a lot of ways, that's been their most effective play is to send Terkoff back. And if they can protect him long enough, the Titans defense will leave him some space.
Man, they did not protect him for too long.
Just missed. Cassius Griffin coming in. And now they're chasing him away again, and he's going to throw to the sideline. And so in this passing play, you got Smith, Rayburg, and Pastoriza chasing him down. And that's, you know, sometimes you just want to throw that. You got to get it up over those guys. That's tough to do. Pastoriza at 6'7".
Yeah, and in that Tarkov scramble for the first down, boy, Luke Smith was within a hand's reach of yanking him down. Tarkov's done what he's done all day.
Yeah. Second down and 10 for the Maroons from the 35-yard line. And we're down to 2:13 to play here at Ford Field. Titans lead 34-30. Again, second down here from the right side, the right hash for Menominee. Wing goes in motion. It's Tarkov rolling out to the left. Now looking back is Tarkov. Now chased by the Titans. He's got a man, though. Bardowski in the backfield. He's going to get out to the 40. Cuts it back up at the 45. And pulled down at the 48-yard line. So, again, as long as Tarkov can buy himself some time, his guys know where to go to some open field and finding some room to run. And the clock cuts down inside of 2 minutes. They set the football, and the clock starts minute 54. First and 10, 48-yard line. Still on their side of the field, but moving toward midfield. Tarkov to throw again, play action. Standing back, gets the throw away. One-on-one coverage on the sideline, and it's out of bounds. Overthrown. Looks like Pierre Gray on the coverage over there on the sideline. Intended receiver on the play. Is that Bardowski?
I can't see the number from here.
I know.
Doesn't it feel, though, like Lumen Christie's about to get a sack here?
It does. And that was Bardowski, the intended receiver on the play. And again, Tarkov was forced to throw it when he did, because if he doesn't, he's going to be pulled down in the backfield. Second down and 10, 48-yard line. Still on the Menominee side of the field. Minute 42. It's a 34-30 Titan lead. Empty backfield for Tarkov. And now we get a whistle. And
Menominee going to take their second timeout.
It is a Menominee timeout. We'll take a little timeout here. 30-second commercial break. Second and 10 when we come back. On K105.3, 34-30, Lumen Christie leads.
Jackson Monument Works. 4 generations serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and the surrounding area. Jackson Monument Works takes the time to plan every detail with you, from choosing the perfect type of stone to design and every aspect of the memorial that your family deserves. Jackson Monument Works, crafting beautifully tailored monuments that help reflect the life of your loved one. Built on the principles of quality, craftsmanship, and customer service. Jackson Monument Works. Call 782-3116 or stop by the showroom at 2830 Francis Street, Jackson.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Brian, we are 82 seconds away from... No, I botched it, but we're a long way away. Still, it feels like a long minute 42. This just about 2 minutes in this possession to start, and Menominee's been able to move it up the field here little by little. Play action, Tarkov looking to throw again. And up the middle in the seam looking for the receiver on the play, Eli Beal, and it's incomplete. And that Cadell Williams, the deep safety, almost maybe had a chance at that on the deflection. Incomplete pass and brings up third down for Menominee. 97 seconds till the end of this one.
Yeah, Williams on that overthrow was there, but it would have been an amazing pick. About the only thing he hasn't done amazing today, though. Everything else has been. Rayburg hustling to get off the field, and he made it.
Third down, 10 yards to gain here to keep this thing going for Menominee. Rolling out to his left, now looking back right. Tarkov, he's got Beal there, cuts it into the inside. Now back out, Pierre Gray with a great tackle there. And so to make it fourth down and 5 for Menominee. So a nice play for Menominee to get into a fourth and more manageable down distance. But Pierre Gray with a very good tackle to stop that play.
I see in Lumen's D all year, you think give them two cracks at 2 fourth and 5s, they're going to stop you once. That's all they need.
And this is really fourth and about four. Tarkov fakes it. Rolling out to his right, or his left. I'm sorry, now it goes back right. Now still running. And has to cut back. He's all the way back at the 25, looking downfield. Nobody there. And we get a blocking penalty against Menominee. And Tarkov brought down. London Hampton finally gets to him. So he's going to go down about the 27. A flag came in as there was kind of a blindside block. And it looks like Alex Aiden passed Teresa rather down on the field. Slow to get up. And that flag came right in as he was hit down there by 56, and that's Tyler Smith.
Well, we felt like it was coming. A sack was coming. They've been close, close. Been bigger than that. What, 25 yards?
Yeah.
Which really, that makes no difference. Lumen is going to be able to just get in victory formation now.
Yeah, Tarkov was just buying time back there. And eventually, time ran out. And so the Titans get the football at the 28-yard line. First and 10, like you said, Menominee down to just one timeout. So the Titans will be able to just take a knee and end this game and win the Division 7 state championship for a second consecutive year. Crowley takes the knee. Menominee will not call that timeout. So we got a difference of about 6 seconds. Game clock to the play clock there. And so they can snap it and take the knee, and they do. Crowley does it. And it's the final. 34-30. Lumen Christie, Division 7 state champions once again here at Ford Field. A Menominee team that was very much up for the challenge today, but just comes up short against a very good Lumen Christie Titan team. Back to back, Brian.
One of my favorite parts of high school sports, getting to see the celebration after a huge win.
Handshake line coming here at the 50 as the green and gold heads out to the Spartan logo at the middle of Ford Field. And a Menominee team with nothing to be ashamed about today, an outstanding effort, came out and got out to an early lead. The Titans, though, resilient, coming back, taking the lead to start the second half, then seeing that lead go away one more time before finally coming down and putting together the drive that would take them to the lead, and Gabe King catching that touchdown for the go-ahead.
Steve, up on the big screen, they're showing him go through and showing Trevor Tarkov for Menominee being stopped by the Titan coach, giving him a big hug. And boy, that young man did everything he could for Menominee, but it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, what an impressive player today for Menominee, and an impressive Menominee game plan, and well executed, and did all they could. 13th title in Lumen Christie Titan history today, and it's the second one back-to-back as they hug out at midfield and still finishing up that handshake line. Big, big win for Lumen Christie. Cadell Williams, I can see being interviewed down there on the field. He's going to be our player of the game. We just have to decide how many yards and carries we ended up with for him. And we'll do that as we continue here in the postgame.
Well, Cadell Williams will be our player of the game, but play of the game, fourth down rollout from Crowley to King for the go-ahead touchdown, which I did not think was coming.
No, threw a strike to Gabe King, and he did not drop, and just waltzed into the end zone at the end of that play. And congratulations, Lumen Christie, state champions once again. Let's take a two-minute commercial break. When we come back on the postgame, we'll go over the numbers. Lumen Christie Titans are Division 7 MHSAA football state champions here on K105.3.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
The leaves are falling and temperatures are dropping, and soon there will be snow on the ground. Act now to protect your parking lot or driveway from the harsh conditions that Michigan winters can bring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today to schedule your estimate and protect your driveway or parking lot with Wolverine Seal Coating so that you are not filling in potholes next spring. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com. That's WolverineSealCoating.com.
Did you know Dr. B is a platinum Invisalign provider? That makes her the highest ranked provider in the area. She's also a graduate of the Aligner Intensive Fellowship, a prestigious Invisalign training program. So don't trust your Invisalign treatment to any dentist. Let the number one orthodontist in Jackson perfect your smile. And if that isn't reason enough to smile, check them out on TikTok and Facebook at Summit Ortho Braces.
Hi, I'm Brian from the College and Career Access Center in Jackson. With over 170 colleges in Michigan and thousands in the United States, choosing a college, applying, getting accepted, registering for classes, signing up for orientation, and finding housing can be daunting. The College and Career Access Center in Jackson is here to help. We help you through both the college enrollment and financial processes, completing the FAFSA, applying for scholarships, navigating loans, and even finding a job on campus. Visit us today in the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing across from H&R Block, open 6 days a week.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here. Lima Christi Titans trophy presentation down on the field. They are Division 7 state champions once again, Brian. And earned it today. Menominee made them work for it for sure. And it was a slow start for the Titans, but once they got going, they didn't get stopped again. They really did. They did execute throughout the game at a very high level.
Steve, as just a football fan, what a fun game to watch, too, because it had everything. It had big plays, trick plays, you know, the occasional mistake. It was just a fun game to be part of. And I can only imagine what it must feel like that to be. We saw on the TV next to us Cadell Williams being interviewed, and you saw tears. That's just such an emotional day. And what a game. It was just a fun game to be here.
Yeah, it really was. And so thanks again to the Titans for having this kind of a championship caliber team that we get to come watch play at Ford Field 2 years in a row. It's again, you never know when you'll be back, but we made it, and the Titans did it, and we started out in game one of the year. I said in the pregame, Brian, that this Titan team looked like it might be even better than the championship team from a year ago. Well, I don't know if they're better, but they're at least as good, because they're hoisting that trophy and going to sing the fight song now with the student section. And victorious again, the Lumen Christi Titans. And it's almost funny, Brian, as they get everything ready for the next game, and we look down over our perch here. It's the student section for Lumen Christi surrounded by a sea of red shirts for the Mason Bulldogs as they get set to take Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central on in Division III next. But let's go ahead and take a look at these numbers, and let's start with Menominee. And again, in defeat, what a game for Trevor Turkoff. 9 out of 22 passing, 199 yards and 2 touchdowns, along of 76 went to his brother, which again, you said it, win or lose, that's a pretty cool moment for a couple brothers to share. Turkoff also carried 15 times for 84 yards on the ground, and another score there, averaging 5.6 per carry. Also on the ground, Landon Bardowski. Again, I think he was kind of hemmed up a little bit by the Titans. I think they did a great job against the run. 14 carries, 57 yards for 4.1 per carry. for Bardowski on the season. He averaged 7.7 carries. So he is he had a good run. Most coaching wins by head coach. Herb Brogan stays in that third place, but he's pretty comfortable there. And sitting behind John Harrington with 443 and Al Fracassa with, what was it, 423 or something. But Herb's 408 wins, 13 titles in program history, is tied for the most in MHSAA history with Farmington Hills Harrison. So another big win for Herb Brogan. Finish out the stats here. Tanner Terkoff did have 2 carries for 1 yard. And we had Caden Bell with 1 carry for 1 yard. 32 carries, 143 total on the ground, and 2 touchdowns for the Menominee Maroons. Eli Beal ended up being Terkoff's favorite passing target. 4 times he went to him for 63 yards and a score. And again, I think they credited the long gain. I think Tanner Terkoff actually with 3 receptions for 100-plus yards. Doing the math here, 118 and a touchdown. And Landon Bardowski, 1 catch for 13. Nathan Kopp, 1 catch for 5 yards. 9 total completions, 199 yards and 2 touchdowns for Menominee. In victory for the Titans, Timmy Crowley goes 2 for 6, but that second completion was a big one to Gabe King for 11 yards in the score that put the Titans ahead to stay. 29 yards passing for Crowley in that 1 touchdown. Gabe King 0 for 1 throwing, which, man, that was just about 5 inches from being a massive touchdown. Cadell Williams, our player of the game today. 27 carries, 276 yards, 3 touchdowns for Cadell. Averaged over 10 yards a carry in the state championship. And for a moment, we thought he might threaten that state record of 307. But they got a big run from Timmy Crowley. And they got a big pass catch from Gabe King on that last possession. Isaac Rayberg, 7 carries for 49 yards, was awesome as the thunder to Cadell Williams Lightning. Timmy Crowley, 4 carries, 24 yards, and a touchdown. And Gabe King, 4 carries, 4 yards for the score. Or not, no scores, I'm sorry, for Gabe King. Team total, 44 carries, 351 yards on the ground, and 4 touchdowns for the Titans. To, again, 143 total on the ground for Menominee. Definitely dominant on the ground and in that the trenches there for the Titans. And receptions, just 2 of them. Cadell Williams, 1 for 18 yards, and Gabe King, the game winner, 1 for 11 yards and a touchdown. And the Titans are state champs in Division 7. What do you think, Brian? Pretty fun day.
Well, I'll tell you, it was fun. And I'll tell you one more time, just the completeness of this Lumen Christi team. We talked all year long of no weaknesses, and today it showed. We talk about quarterback play, receiving, everything. Here, game on the line, you have a guy that has 27 carries for 270-some yards, but you still trust your quarterback, Timmy Crowley, to make the biggest play of the year, and Gabe King, your receiver, who flawlessly ran that, and it was just a complete effort, and it's something that we've seen all year, and just kudos to Lumen Christi for bringing us that fun ride.
Yeah, and thanks to all the Titans fans who have been listening to us throughout the postseason. Thank you to Trips Collision Center, our presenting sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain on all year. Some of the add-on sponsors for the game today, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tim Chapel, DDS, ERA Reardon Realty, Jackson Monument Works, of course, again, all the folks who've been on with us for a long time, Aeroquip Credit Union, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Center, as I mentioned, Ghost Energy, Performance Automotive Northwest, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Ducts of Mid-Michigan, The Protection Center, Veritas Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Wilby Transit Mix, Northwest Community Schools, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Phelps Towing, The Sykes Group, and Morgan Stanley, True Community Credit Union, Alro Steel, Plastics and Careers, Blair's Car Care, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Time Coffee Soft Water, and The Dental Experience. Great run. And, Brian, last thoughts on the season?
Steve, it was a fun season to be with you. This is, a lot of times people say goodbye, but it's time for us to shift gears. It's basketball season now.
Yeah.
It take a while.
But no, yeah, no breaths.
Yeah.
We just retool, and we'll be out for high school hoops in a matter of days, actually. So I'm looking forward to that season getting going as we continue with live sports from McKibben Media Group. K105.3, a great place for high school football semifinals and state championship this year. And we'll be back on WKHM for hoops. Before you know it, check out WKHM.com to make sure you know when our schedule of games is going on. And listen to WKHM, of course, for all that info, too. So we'll get you back to, I think we'll get the America Top 40 countdown here on K105.3 for the afternoon here. And Brian and I are going to make the drive back home and maybe be back in time to catch most of that 1 o'clock slate of NFL coverage.
Good luck to our neighbors to the north, the Mason Bulldogs.
Yeah, that Kason Carswell is a heck of a quarterback, and he'll be out there trying to lead the Bulldogs to their first state championship. Herb Brogan's got... Got 11 of them.
No big deal.
They're
just
looking
11.
To get number one, and yeah, should be a fun day of football here at Ford Field. So for Luke Moorhead, our executive producer back in studio, and the professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time.